Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to tonight's show. This is Angela Joy coming to you from Georgia. Yep, I'm in Georgia. Glad to be here tonight with you guys. It is the 12th of September, and we are not too far away from cooler weather for me. I'm looking forward to it. We're heading into the fall season. It is my most favorite season of the year. I love the Christmas holidays. I love, you know, the celebration of the birth of Christ and just getting all excited about that. But as far as weather-wise, I just love the fall. And especially in here in Southeast Georgia, you know, we kind of have some similar weather to North Florida, but we do get a little bit more of the colors of the change of the season, which I love. I like to go north a little bit during this time of year, probably around October, up until around the end, and just see all the beautiful changes of colors. It is, oh, I just love it. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is so wonderful to be connected to the master artist of our universe and of our world, and how he just paints each season with, you know, its own uniqueness. And with fall, it is just gorgeous. So I'm excited about cooler weather. I'm excited about heading into fall. You know what, guys? I'm just excited about still being here on Earth to continue to follow purpose, and I hope you are too. I hope you are excited about following purpose, and that's what I feel the Lord has been really, really, really speaking to me lately in some things that I've stepped out to do, being led by the Spirit of God. I don't want to do anything in my own strength. It won't work, and even if it attempts to work, it won't last. So I'm not interested in anything that I can pretty much do out of my own strength. I want to be able to do it out of the strength that God gives me and causes me to have a desire to pursue what he wants me to do in this season at this time on earth. So I hope you are about the same. I know he all gives us different assignments. There's purpose that he's had built in us even before we were formed in our mother's womb. We were sent here on purpose. You know, there were some times that I had struggled with that, you know, like, hey, God, you know, before I really got into, you know, a real understanding of who Christ was and what he had done for me. And, you know, I knew I was saved, but, you know, the whole thing with purpose, I, you know, after I got saved, I kind of wandered around trying to figure out, you know, what's my purpose. And our main purpose here on earth is to be ambassadors for Christ. What does that mean? That means that we need to exemplify a lifestyle that represents kingdom living here on earth. It can be pretty hard. That's kind of like what I want to just talk to you about. You know, it can be kind of hard, but that's our assignment, to be here as ambassadors, that we can live a life that exemplifies God's glory, his majesty. Even when we're going through hard times, we can encourage someone and we can encourage ourselves to say, these hard times are not going to last. It's just a season that I'm going through because I'm headed through and to someone, to something that God has already set up for me. So it's like when you're traveling in the natural, you know, say you're traveling, hey, from Florida all the way up to, say, Canada. All right, so as you travel on your road, you're going to see different things along the way. You're going to get to, depending on the time of year, it may be a vast difference. But even in, you know, say in, for instance, June is pretty much a stable month for a lot of, you know, different climates throughout the states. So, I mean, even though it might be kind of nice temperatures, you know, along the way, you might run into some rain. You might even run into a hailstorm. You might run into a drought. You might run into, you know, the sun just shining bright, birds chirping, and then, you know, you go a little further down the road, you might have dark, cloudy skies. Well, that's what life's all about. That's the road we travel. We're traveling, and we're knowing that we're headed somewhere, but along the way, there could be a change of climate. Hallelujah. So just be prepared, you know, be prepared for a change of climate, but you stay on your road, stay on your journey, continue to go forward as God leads you, knowing that regardless of what kind of environment you might be encountering at that time or climate, he's still with you. He didn't leave you. He's still with you. So I am, that just really was on my heart. And I kind of, you know, had some thoughts about a few things and in that. And my real message tonight just is to encourage you to not be weary in well-doing. And we'll kind of talk about that a little bit later. So before I, you know, start taking calls, just spend a few, you know, little bit of time on that. But anyway, glad to have you all here. If you're listening by computer or and you're not sure how to get in on the queue for prayer, our call-in number is 319-527-6027. That is 527-6027, area code 319. And when you call in, press 1. And that will put you in the queue for me to see that you're interested in us. I'm saying us, me, along with those who are listening. Remember, I believe in participatory ministry. I like all of us to be involved as we listen to the prayer needs of others. So we'll be praying, and I will specifically be speaking to you concerning some things that I believe the Lord would lead me to pray over you, if that's the way he wants it to go tonight. That's perfectly okay with me. I love that song by Toby Mac. You know, I think it says something along the line, you can have the show. You got the show, God. And I'm just here for you to use as a vessel that I pray to be empty of anything that would hinder or stop or block you from being able to use me the way you want me to be used tonight. So, hey, I'm like Toby. You can just steal the show, God. It's your show anyway. It's not mine. I just happen to be able to have a platform here on the earth because of the founder of Prophetic Grace Network, Prophet Randy Chandler. He's made this opportunity and this platform available not just for me, but for you to be able to have someone agree with you in prayer concerning the things that concern you. And even the things that you just, you know, you may not have a particular thing. Maybe you just want to be encouraged or you just want to sense how God is leading. Hey, that's all right. But thank God for him being obedient to the leading of the Lord to have this available to the body of Christ, Prophetic Grace Network. Founder Randy Chandler, his wife assists him behind the scenes, Julie. We thank God for them and for their faithfulness to what God has called them to do and for Prophet Randy to do with this network. So so as I said, you can call that number, 319-527-6027. You can also text, and if you're a first-time caller and you want to just let us know that, you can text also, and that would be at the 214 505-8719 number is 214-505-8719. Praise God. Well, I hope everyone has had a start. Well, Sunday starts a new week. I hope you've had a blessed Sunday getting ready to start a new week. I pray that your last week was, you know, was well. And if it hasn't been exactly the way you wanted it to go, hey, you're walking, we're walking by faith, not by sight. So we're not going to lean to our own understanding concerning how things went. We're going to ask God to just give us direction and insight on that and just keep us moving in the direction that he wants us to move in. And he doesn't even have to explain it to us why things went the way they went. That's his business. As long as we put our business in his hand, he'll take care of our business as long as we're attempting to take care of his, right? And so his business, as I had mentioned earlier, I believe is a part of our purpose to be here on earth, to be here as ambassadors of Christ, to be examples of who God has called us to be in the earth so that we can lead others to him and to eternity in heaven and in the world to come. Amen. So we are here for that purpose. And don't let the enemy try to sidetrack you and make you think, you know, hey, you don't have a purpose, you don't have a plan, or you just kind of here. No. He didn't create anybody just to be here. And even those who don't really know their purpose, suppose someone has been born with some sort of, you know, disability. And I worked with people with disabilities for many, many, many years. I have had a gamut of all kinds of jobs, y'all. But I worked with people with disabilities during their childhood stages, and I had one individual that I worked with him during his childhood, and then later on when I was working in another agency, he was an adult at that time in his mid-20s, and, you know, he was just really, really sensitive to, I don't know, he was sensitive. He knew when people didn't want to be bothered with him. He knew if they were showing, you know, genuine kindness. He knew that. And, you know, he gravitated toward me. And I remember when I first started working with him, when he was like 12, I think he was. And then later on in his mid-20s, you know, it was like when I went and I applied for that job and they said, oh, we heard you worked with him. Well, how difficult was it? I said it really wasn't that difficult. And they were just amazed at how well I got along. Why? Because I treated him with respect. You know, people who have, he has autism, and then he has some other complications. But one of the things is that, you know, people know, you know, disability or not, they know people who are genuine. So if you can be genuine to spread the good news of Christ to those that are in need, and you're not just out there just to be, oh, well, I'm connected with this and I need to go speak to this person because it's kind of a part of what they expect us to do. You've got the wrong motive. And, it, you know, people will be, you know, sensitive to that. They'll understand, hey, you know, I don't think that person is genuine. Is this what the Christian life is like? You know, people just, you know, they have their own agenda. They're not really concerned about my well-being. And, you know, that has turned people off from the body of Christ for years. People know when people are genuine. You don't even have to have autism, you know, to know, not know that a person is genuine. And so we need to be genuine about our ambassadorship here on earth. That's what we need to do. We need to be genuine about being ambassadors of Christ. And that way we can reach those who really are in need of a Savior because we've got something to offer. Amen? So I'm going to play this song. I'll come back, speak a little bit longer, not much longer, and then we'll, you know, maybe play another song. I don't know. See how the Spirit leads. And I'll start to take off. So I hope everyone is well tonight, and I'm blessed to be here. I was kind of tired. I had all five of my grandkids over this weekend, and it kind of wore me a little thin, but praise God, I made it in. How about that? All right, and let me just see. I just saw the song that I wanted to play for you all. And, you know, God is, he's just good. Amen. He is a good God. Hallelujah. The goodness of God.
God. Praise God. Every time I hear that song, you know, I start playing it. And, you know, that part, you know, man, I just think back and I think of the trials and the tribulations and even the good days, you know, I've gone through on my journey, as I spoke of earlier about being on this journey of life. You know, it may be showers one day. Sun may be shining another day. You may have a thunderstorm a few days later. But you just keep on going. But just like in that song, all my life you have been faithful. All of my life. You know, I wouldn't have gotten where I am today. You wouldn't be where you are today had his faithfulness not been with you to get you to where you are today. And it may not be exactly, you know, what you think to be the best of situations, but he is a faithful God. I can attest to it that he's been good. He's been so, so good to me. Amen. Every time I hear that toward the end, I mean, with such passion, I hear the words declared of the faithfulness of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's worth shouting about tonight. That is enough to give glory. Hallelujah. That's enough, people, to get excited about the goodness of God. My God. I was reading or thinking on earlier, you know, about for us not to be weary in well-doing, you know, while we're on this journey. And then some days, you know, we just get weary, you know, just get a little tired. I'm not going to say that, you know, every day is sunshine, as I had mentioned. Sometimes we just get really tired. But Galatians 6 and 9 does remind us, you know, don't get weary in well-doing. Also in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 13, I'll go there. I'll read a little bit of that. It says, but you brethren, and this, you know, Paul, this epistle encouraging us here in that day, the people of Thessalonica, you know, don't be weary in well-doing. And it says here, and if any man obey not our word of this epistle, note that man. Isn't that amazing? You know? If they're not lining up to the word of God, if people, including ourselves, we're not walking the way that we should walk concerning the word of God, note that person. Note yourself. Get it right. You know, sometimes we do get weary, but guess what? We've got a roadmap that can get us right back on track. And also it gives us strength. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we focus our attention on the Lord and what he's done and what he's doing and how he loved us, it will encourage you. It'll give you strength to keep on moving because the word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so so it says here, if any man obey not the word of this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Wow. My. Be ashamed. Why? Because we've got the roadmap. We've got the word of God, which is almost like life itself. It is life itself to keep us going. It even says in 15, it says, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him, purge him, build him up as a brother. Let's not tear people down. When we see people going through stuff, let's build them up as a brother, as my sister. Let me build you up. I'm not here to tear you down. I'm not here for condemnation, but I'm here to encourage you in the things of the Lord. I'm here to point you in the direction that you can go so that you can attain that which God has for you. I can point you in the word. That's why it's so important for the word tells us to study. To show thyself approved. It's not just about us. It's about helping us as a body of Christ be in position and move into the place that God is calling us to. And it says here in 16, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you. Be with us all. So we need to just know that we have a purpose. Our purpose is part of this, is to encourage each other. When someone feels weary, when someone's going through, hey, brother, sister, point you in this direction so I can help you get back on track. Center your faith and your hope on the Lord. The Lord is the strength that you need. Keep a joyful heart concerning the things that God has already done and the insight and wisdom and the faith to see there are better things that are coming for you. So we encourage each other in that. Hallelujah. And so we have to be mindful at all times that we have an enemy. And what is this enemy doing? In 1 Peter 5 and 8 it says, he is seeking who he can devour. Who is that he's trying to devour? Who is he looking for? He's going to and fro in the earth. He's looking for those who are kind of not caught in the mix of the body, that are kind of hanging out on the sidelines, maybe because they're weary. So that's why it's important for us to encourage those that we see that may be lagging a little. If we've got something to offer, let's go ahead and offer it so we can bring them back into the fold. Why? Because we know, and we need to let them know that they should know that there is an enemy, and he's going to and fro in the earth to seek who he can devour. Let me just look at that for a minute. Well, no, let's read that. Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 8. Let's see. I hope everybody's doing well tonight. And I'm just going to read a little bit. But there was something I want to make sure. There was a word that I saw that I really wanted to bring some light to encourage me, because I'm telling you guys, everybody needs encouragement. We all need each other. You know, that's why we are the body of Christ. And it says, be vigilant. Be sober. Be vigilant. That's it. What's the first part of it? Because kind of we always kind of focus in on that main part. You know, knowing, of course, that is very important, that there is an enemy that's going to and fro in the earth seeking to devour us. So that's why we need to connect with each other. That's why we need to build each other up. That's why when we see a brother or sister lagging behind, looks as if they're so weary that they can't make it, we need to help them get back on track as much as we can, you know, those who are willing to receive. Because it says, be sober, be vigilant. What does that mean, vigilant? Keeping a careful watch for a possible difficulty that could kind of cause you to not the way you need to move, a difficulty. Huh. My. Let me take a look. I think that's what it said. Yeah, keeping a watchful eye. We're being watchful for possible danger or difficulty. So we got to be vigilant. We've got to be vigilant. We've got to be aware. We've got to be sensitive to know that there is an adversary. He's called the devil. And he's going as a roaring lion. He's not the Lion of Judah, so he has to be a counterfeit. So he's going as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Yeah, he desires you too. But he's seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect. Hallelujah. We can be encouraged just by that. Why? Because it says, after suffering a while, hallelujah, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
Hallelujah. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to encourage each other when we see someone not walking this thing out like the Lord has set it forth for us to walk out. We need to encourage because we need to make, maybe they're a baby Christian. Maybe they don't understand. Hey, bro, you know, hey, sis, you know, there is an enemy after you. He's an enemy of our soul. So what do we need to do? We need to encourage them to say, hey, listen to this. You got an enemy, and he's going to and fro in this earth, and he's seeking out everyone that is not walking and connected to the body the way they need to because they've lost hope or they're losing hope or they're losing strength. So we need to build them up and let them be aware of the fact that, hey, somebody's on your track. You got to tighten it up. How do you tighten it up? With the Word of God. How do you tighten it up? Studying the Word of God. How do you tighten it up? By being in fellowship with the people of God, in prayer, fellowship, and communing with the Father. He will protect you. The Holy Ghost will give you wisdom and insight on how to travel this road, this journey. Help those when you see people that are looking like they don't know which way to go or how to go or what to say or what to do, and you've got a word for them, hey, let's share it. Let's do it. Let's keep each other safe. You know, like when animals run in, gazelles, they're just beautiful to me. When they are running together, you know, they've got that whole bunch all together, and they've got that predator, you know, it could be a lion or a tiger, cougar or something that's hanging out on the, I don't know what part of the country cougar is in, but anyway, let's stick to lions and tigers. But anyway, you know, they're all running together. But the ones that are weak, the ones that are weary, the ones that are tired, the ones that are lagging behind are the ones that the predator goes after. Hallelujah. Come on up in the fold, brother. Come on up in the fold, sister. Let's get this thing tight here so that you're not lagging back there, so that the enemy who's running up and down in the earth trying to find out who he can spy out that looks weak, sick, in spirit, losing hope, tired, that he can devour them. No, brother, I'm encouraging you. No, I'm encouraging you, sister. You need to come on over here. Let me help you. Let me help you find your answer in the Word. Let me pray with you so that the Father will be able to speak to you through Jesus, his Son. He already shed his blood for you. Let's do this thing. Let's come together. Let me help you. But so many of us sometimes, and God forgive me, I've been there myself, we're so tied up in caught up in our everyday affairs and what's concerning us, and we don't even have time sometimes to even think about those who God may have placed in our path to minister to encourage, so that they don't get lost, so they don't get left behind, you know, so that they don't become prey to the enemy. Hallelujah. Let's tighten it up, body. Let's tighten it up. Let's get it together. Let's encourage each other. You know, we are living in some perilous times. You know, I live in a small community. To be honest with you, I am absolutely shocked at the number of people that have met death recently in the last 2 weeks. I am really blown away. I had never expected, you know, because the first wave of COVID came through, it really didn't affect us a whole lot. Our schools were closed because it was mandated, and then the kids went back to school, and it was almost business as usual. I even did substituting even during the first crisis of COVID. You know, it really wasn't that bad up in this little area. But now with this next wave, I am really, I don't even have words to say. And you know what I find myself doing? people that I do know that have died from COVID or really, really sick, I have to ask myself, what was the last thing I said to that person? You know, did I encourage them in the Lord? Did I tell them that, you know, I have them in my thoughts and my prayers? You know, was I kind to them? Did I show them God in my lifestyle and in my conversation? Because I'm telling you, folks, there are quite a few people over the last few weeks that I have known personally that have died of COVID. And I go back and I have to ask myself. It was one young lady, I put her name out for prayer here on PGN, Sarah, she passed. You know, I saw her in the, well, she probably shouldn't have been out, but I saw her in the parking lot of a store, and the next morning they airlifted her to Savannah, and within hours she had lost all activity in her brain, and she was put on a vent, and, I mean, from the beginning, it was almost like, you know, there was no brain activity. She had a stroke, and she died. I saw her the day before they airlifted her, and I remember asking her, how are you doing, you know? And I had texted her some days before that and said, Sarah, said, I'm not trying to, you know, blow any horns here. I'm just telling you, reminding myself, we don't know what situation these people are in. We don't know if that's the last time we're going to see them. What if God is prompting you to say something, you need to say it then, because there may not be an opportunity for you to say it to them again. So, you know, even the week before I asked, do you need any food? Do you need me to drop anything off? She says, well, I'm good. I'm taken care of. Somebody's helping me. Okay, so then next week or two later, I see her. Okay, I'm praying for you. How are you doing? You know, she told me she was breathing a little better but still having some problems, not knowing that night or the next morning she was going to have a stroke at the brain and die. And I go over in my mind, what was the last thing I did to this person or said to this person that glorified God? That's how we need to live our life. Every time we see someone, have I said something that glorified God? Did I encourage them in something? Did I show light when there was darkness? Oh, my God, people. These are the kind of days that we're living in. We are living in days where we don't know. Of course, we never knew before. But this thing has come as a plague to our land. And I'm telling you, it's moving through the land. Hallelujah. That just, ooh. And anyway, that's part of the ambassadorship that we have. That's part of our purpose here on earth, is that we won't be weary in well-doing. We're going to do what we've been assigned to do because we don't know what is happening or what's coming up next. We want to show God that we're going to be faithful to what he's placed before us and put our hands to, because we never know. We never know. I'm going to say yes to the Lord. And please, Lord, show me whatever it is I need to see. I'll play this last song. I'll be taking callers right after that. And you all stay encouraged.
Count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. And yes, I will lift you high. Yes, I will.
Hallelujah. Thank you. All my days, I'm going to bless your name, God. I'm going to look forward to, you know, the things that you have planned for me. I'm going to be thankful. And above all, I want to be faithful to what you want to do in and through me for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, I will be taking calls. Excuse me. This is Angela Joy. If you just joined and you, or maybe somehow you come across us here, this is Prophetic Grace Network. I am the host tonight, and you all bear with me. I really have some issues with allergies. I'm just praying for God to. I woke up the other morning and I was like, God, I need a healing in this area. I mean, it's something that I think I tolerated, and I think that's why it's still here, and I'm still dealing with it, because you know there are things in our life that we really don't think that are that bad. Excuse me, that we tolerate. And God doesn't necessarily want us to tolerate it, but you know, we tolerate it. Whatever thing that's coming against us, whether it be in our body or, you know, family situations, you know, whatever it is, you know, God wants us to not tolerate stuff that he's already given us the answer in the word to speak and proclaim deliverance. Hallelujah. This, we don't need to tolerate stuff, so. Excuse me, I woke up the other morning and I was like, nah, I don't want to tolerate this anymore, God. I want change. You know? And I was like, okay, well, you want change bad enough? Believe for it. Because I never really thought much of it. So, anyway, so let's just know that God wants us to have that kind of faith, you know, whatever it is. It's an aggravation. It's an agitation. And start speaking to it. Let's speak the word over it and decree and declare. You know, I'm going to be able to get rid of this thing. I don't want it to, you know, continue to aggravate me. So hallelujah. So anyway, let me go ahead and just tell everyone to if you're listening, to dial in. I'll give the number again, 919-527-6027. I'm giving you my home number, 319-527-6027. And if you're new and you want to let me know that are new to PGN, there is a text number you can text at. It's 214-505-8719. All right, well, let me pray, and then I'll start taking calls. Bear with me, y'all. I don't know. And pray. Because I don't know what's happening to me, but we decree and declare it as well. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight for the people of God and those who are seeking God for being on this line tonight. We just thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for the ministers that come on and share the word and spend time with the people of God and those who are in need to press in with them and for them for the things that they are in need of and desire. Lord, we thank you again for Prophet Randy Chandler and his family and his wife. And we thank you for all that you're doing and about to do tonight for your glory. I have nothing to offer but a willing vessel that I want you to use for your glory so that the people of God will be blessed and those who are seeking you to be uplifted and encouraged. Lord, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise.
Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, I will go ahead and let me go ahead and start with our first caller. And I will say, if you are new, in order for me to see that you're waiting for prayer and want me to agree with you and those who are listening to agree with you, you need to press 1, and that will give me indication that you are needing prayer. All right, so let's go ahead and start with 215-342. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Yes, Latrice, how are you tonight?
It is well in spite of. It is well.
Amen, amen, it is well. All right, Latrice, I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. I always should know your number. I thought it was yours, but I always like to have you introduce yourself. Amen. Well, we just thank God, hallelujah, for Latrice. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you, God. As I was answering the line, Latrice, I don't know what this means, or I hope it means something of encouragement, but as I said your name, and I just saw, or you're familiar with like a dust storm, right?
Mm-hmm.
A dust storm. And I just saw, like, you know, just dust being kicked up, you know, in a, it was like a dust storm in front of you. And if we know, and we're kind of like, you know, let me just look up something real quick. Let me just, I don't want to make any assumptions, so let me just look up something real quick here. Just to get a better understanding of what I saw. All right. Okay. All right, so basically a dust storm, it says it can pull dust from the ground up into the air, creating a dust storm. All right. That's basically all it says. It says they're common in regions that are flat. Okay. All right, so what I was getting from the dust storm thing, I'm sorry, a dust storm's initial wall of dust in the region arrives suddenly and can catch people by surprise. Dust storms make it difficult to see when driving. All right. Dust in the air can cause serious problems. Okay. So what I saw, and then it says dense dust reduced visibility. All right. So when I saw the dust storm, and what I was picking up in my spirit was that, you know, the dust is, it's, I don't really normally see dust storms as causing severe damage, okay? They just basically kind of make your visibility less, you know, so that you're not able to see clearly what it is you need to see on the other side. And so with that, I just sent to say that, you know, I saw a dust storm. You weren't able to see clearly on the other side, but it doesn't really matter because you know how, I think there's an old cliche that people say, people just, they just kicking up dust. Hallelujah. They're just kicking up a little dust. You know, why is it, why is that? You know, why do people say that? Because they're kicking up dust to try to not give you a clear vision of what is really happening. It's almost like I sense, I want to say to you, the enemy's just trying to kick up a little dust. So that you can't clearly see what's on the other side, but it doesn't matter why, because the truth is walking by faith and not by sight.
Lord.
Glory be to God. So it's kind of like, you know, I feel like the Lord just is saying to you, there may be occasions or may be up the road, you know, you may run into a little dust storm that is intended to throw your perception of the situation off. But
right.
To not be disarmed or alarmed, because you're not walking by what you see anyway. You're walking by the Spirit of God. You're walking by faith. So it doesn't matter what you're trying to project or trying to cause it to look a little blurry or distorted. Yeah, it doesn't matter. The enemy is just kicking up a little dust, or may attempt to kick up a little dust just to distract you so that you don't have – he thinks that you're walking this thing out by what you see. But I am here to tell you and decree and declare, you continue to walk it out by faith, and don't worry about what you see.
Thank you.
Because all it is the enemy trying to cause a distraction to cause you to focus on something other than what you need to be focusing on. And really, you're not focusing on anything that you need to be in the natural. Everything you need to be focusing on is in the realm, is in the realm of the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
So don't be thrown off by a little dust. Hallelujah. Keep walking by faith and keep going in the direction that God is leading you, because you're not going to be distracted or thrown off by a little dust in the air. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Because we all know, you know, he's just blowing a little dust. He's just kicking up a little dust. But we know who has won the real war. We have in Jesus. Hallelujah. We have won it.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus. And we can walk knowing with an understanding that, yes, I might not be able to see some clear stuff right now, but it's okay, hallelujah, because I'm walking this thing out by faith. So, Lord, we just thank you for that word. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So no matter what it is, Latrice, no matter what it is you're dealing with, no matter what it is, realize it's a dust storm. My God. And we just go, we're going to blow. Just blow on it. Blow that stuff on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Blow the Spirit of God on it. My God. And the breath of God on it, and tell it to move in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anything you'd like to share with us, Latrice?
I don't have anything to share at this moment, but I do have a prayer request.
Okay.
I just got the phone. Well, my daughter called and let me know that I have a girlfriend in the Carolinas to transition and left 3 boys, and I'd like a prayer for the Lyons family and prayer for James as the Lord allows, but I believe it is well in spite of. Just that you agree with touching concerning those 2 families. And a prayer request for Russell Moore and unspoken prayer request, believing God that the will of the Lord be done.
Okay. Now, did you say that, I let me catch all of it. The first thing you said, that someone had passed on?
Yes, I have a girlfriend in the Carolinas. She transitioned, and she left 3 children. And their father died about 3 years ago, I think it was. So,
oh, wow.
I got with and for them. And my Russell Moore, I'm requesting prayer for him, and I'm also requesting prayer as the Lord allows for James. I'm believing God with and for him.
Okay, now the Lyons family, is that the friend?
Yes, the one with the 3 children.
Right, the lion's
three sons.
Family. Okay.
Yes,
okay. Wow, how old are the children?
I'm not sure at this point because I moved several years ago and I can't recall actually. But I think the eldest may be like maybe a sophomore in college.
Okay.
But she may have a middle school child or elementary child. But I'm not exactly sure. But I know the other two should be relatively young.
Okay. Well, I can really feel, I understand that, you know, how I've been praying for this friend that I mentioned earlier. Her children, I think the oldest one is maybe have just started high school, maybe in like ninth grade. And I think the other ones are middle school and elementary. And they're pretty much without a father, too. So, Lord, we just lift up the Lion family. We just
yes,
lift them up. We just speak over these children. And, Lord, we just thank you for the presence of God to lead and guide and direct. And Lord, that someone's heart will be touched to step in that place and nurture and love them and show them the ways of the Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. And the family is comforted, those that are left behind, concerning what has happened with this family and this friend of Latrice, God. We just give you glory for what you're doing and what you're about to do.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Y'all. I am just really having some issues. But anyway, and we lift up Russell Moore. We thank you for
thank
the will of God being done in his life, for the glory of God. And, Lord, whatever it is you need to do, we thank you and we count it done. In Jesus' name, we speak it into the heavenlies, into the airways. And, Lord, we
thank
you, Lord, that we would be sensitive to hear the direction and the leading of God as he opens up his heart to receive what God is trying to do and speak to him in this season in his life. And, Lord, we lift up James. We don't know the situation with James, but, God, we thank you that James knows that there are things that need to be made right. So, Lord, we lift him up tonight, and we ask, Lord, that he be sensitive to hear what it is that you're speaking to him even now.
Yes.
Even now, Lord, even now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you glory and honor, and we pray for Latrice, and we thank you for her faithfulness to be, as I mentioned earlier today, tonight as I was talking, about how we need to be in place to reach those that God has placed in our path, to be an example of who God will want us to be in the earth, that somebody's life will be changed for the glory of God. Lord, we just thank you for it. This is what we're here for. This is part of the ambassadorship, is that when we see someone struggling, when we see someone with issues, we see someone who's trying to make it in, for us to be there as an encourager, to cause them to look at their situation a little bit differently and be encouraged by the things of God that they see in our life that are actually activated. Hallelujah. This is our purpose. This is our calling. And God, we thank you that she is fitting in the place that God has allowed her to be in, that when people cross her path, they will be able to see something different that will cause them to gravitate toward the things of God. We just thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. Lord, maybe sometimes she may not understand that the testimony, even though it may not look grand or splendid, but it is what God has given her to work with in this time and in her life. So we thank you for it. We thank you for Latrice. We thank you for her sensitivity to the things of God and the people of God and those who are in need of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for joy.
You are so welcome. Hallelujah. You are so
welcome. I send the word of healing to you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I command a miracle on you and perform itself on this day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. I speak increase in your life like never before concerning your health and your wealth in Jesus' name. We'll give him the praise, the honor, and all the glory. It is so, and so
Hallelujah.
It is.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Latrice. I really appreciate it. God knows
more
I appreciate it. Y'all bear with me as I try to silence this here. All right, Latrice, you be blessed, and I look forward to hearing about some good things
Amen.
That God is doing
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk
bye-bye.
To you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Amen. God is always doing something. He is always doing something. you just got to be, you know, in place to get our part done as he connects us. Amen. All right. So let's go to 202-722. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy. It's Nicole, and I'm from Washington, D.C.
Hello, Nicole. How are you tonight?
I'm exhausted but so blessed that I can call in and be ministered to and pray with you and for you as well. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God, I don't know what this means, but all of a sudden I just heard the word, you know, in your season that you're in. You know, it's like I felt like a weather. I don't know what's going on tonight. I keep thinking about climate and conditions. Oh, you know, I was talking to Latrice and I was mentioning about a dust storm. And then earlier when I was on, I was talking about something else that was kind of weather related. Oh, I was talking about, you know, our journey, how we walk through life and, you know, we're on this journey. And, you know, we could be traveling, like, say, for instance, in the natural, we're going across state. Well, you know, across state, we're going to run into different weather patterns and climates and conditions, right? So, you know, I might leave Georgia and it might be nice and sunny, but by the time I hit, you know, Alabama, it might be raining. And then I could go on over toward Louisiana and it might be a hailstorm. You know, I don't know. But so that's what life's journey is like. So I don't know. When I heard you talking, I heard the word, look for a warming trend. Now, I don't know.
Amen. Yes.
Look for a warming trend. Glory be to God. I don't know. God, you are amazing. I don't know what that means. Nicole, but look for a warming trend. A warmer environment, a more conducive environment, something that's warmed up some frigid things that may have been happening in your life. Look for a warming trend. Hallelujah. Look for some things to change that's going to cause some things that's been kind of cold against you to begin to warm up for you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight. I don't know. This is the strangest little situation I've had in a while as far as this weather pattern thing that I've been going on tonight. But I just thank you, Lord, that Nicole is heading into a warming trend and some things that may have been a little frigid, a little cold, some climate, some conditions are changing in the name of Jesus. We just give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you want to share some insight? Has that meant anything to you, Nicole?
Well, I have had a situation that came out of nowhere at work where it's been so I transitioned to a new job, praise God, which I think we've talked about. But I replaced somebody who had been assigned to teach some classes, and I didn't have a choice. Like, so because I was coming in full time, I have to teach a certain number of courses. And anyway, the person lost those classes and, you know, the income associated with it. And then the person was put like in a support role for the same, like several of the same classes. And so I did everything I could to not have that happen, but it was outside of my control. And so it created like a dynamic that I think the person has some negative feelings and towards me, even though it was nothing I could do about it and totally not my fault. And actually, I tried to get a different thing to happen, and I wasn't able to get that done. So I've just been praying about that situation. And, you know, it's just been kind of cool with me getting through the grieving process of losing my husband, who was my best friend.
Right.
But,
You know what? That's interesting, too, that, you know, wow, for you to be put in that kind of frigid situation.
Yes. It was very much like that. And it actually happened because you have to teach five classes when you come in full time. And so there were a couple of us coming in full time, and they had already assigned like the majority of classes. And so they're like, oh, well, you just have to pick classes that part-time people are teaching. And I'm like, they're counting on that income. They've already probably started doing work. I really don't want to do that. Can we add some new sections in there? They said, no, we can't. It's too late. So there's actually a second person who also, I think, felt some kind of way. And in a meeting, she actually said, you know, I don't know who it is on this call, but somebody took my class, which I normally teach on Monday nights, and I've been teaching that class for the last 5 years, but I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything because it was totally outside my control. Like, I had to pick some, you know, and I wasn't the only one. All of us coming in. Yeah. But I did feel bad about it, and I was like, Lord, this is wrong. You know, people think they're going to make a certain amount because they've been assigned to teach this class, and, you know,
people can treat you cold with that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not understanding that, and maybe they do understand that it's not our fault.
Yeah.
It still has to feel bad, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So you teach at the college level?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been away from it for like, I've been away from it in terms of full-time teaching for 6 years. I had done part-time earlier this year in summer. But, yeah, I've been away from it doing like applied work. So.
Okay. Well, praise God. I mean, that's a blessing. So
it is. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, he's speaking on that situation and encouraging you to just, you know, stay focused, you know, on what he's given you and assigned you to do. And the rest of it is really his business. You know?
Yes, and I have something else to say. So you said a warming trend. I recently going out on dates with someone.
Oh, wow.
Kind of happened out of the blue. We, I never expected that.
Wow. Was that a situation we had prayed about previously?
We had just prayed that the Lord would heal me and just help me with the loss and everything.
Mm-hmm. But is this a neighbor that you had mentioned?
Yes, it is. You have a great memory. Praise God.
Yeah, because I think you had mentioned something about a neighbor.
Yeah, but I didn't. I thought we were just neighbors and going to be friendly.
Well, you're still neighbors and you're still friendly. It's definitely not unfriendly.
Yeah, I'm just saying I didn't know.
I know. I'm just messing with you. I just love it when things like that happen because, you know, we don't have any, you know, preconceived ideas or notions or, you know, we're not, you know what I'm saying? God just does that for us. That's just so awesome. Hallelujah. I kind of remember you saying that. So it is a warming up of this, you know, that's amazing.
It is amazing. I had such a nice time. We went on some walks. We went to the fair. We went to church.
Aw, that is really nice. That is awesome. I'm happy for you. That's God. Praise God, warming up some stuff for you. Well, see, you know, and it's almost like, you know, because I remember I said, you know, it was a cold season, some frigid things, you know. And this is definitely a warming up in your life, a warming trend. Praise God. That is just, my God, that is awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. That is just amazing. Well, I'm so happy to hear that, Nicole. Gee whiz.
I'm happy to share it. It's so new. I hardly, you know what to say other than to just say it.
Yeah, just, you know, continue to just enjoy, you know, like when you think about, this is just so nutty to me. I'm seeing like this weather forecast. And it's like, you know, I live in the South basically, you know, here, so it stays warm. But, you know, it's like I can just see like across the map was like, all right, out there in Wisconsin. Well, I don't know if they get a warming trend. Well, look over there in South Texas, there will be a warming trend coming your way. Warmer weather, you know, and so praise God. I just love it. I just love it. Amen.
May I pray with you and for you?
Sure. I am accepting. Hey, y'all, I'm accepting prayers. Believe me. I don't know. This is something, and I thought about it the other day. This is something that I've been dealing with a great part of my life. Just allergies and coughing. And, you know, I woke up the other night, and I was coughing. I was like, oh, somebody probably say, you know, something's wrong with her. And I was like, you know, well, I'm not doing anything any differently that I've done for the last several years is cough and, you know, have sinus drainage. And I was thinking, do I want to go and get surgery for this? Because I'm really tired of it, you know. And so I'm like, and I thought, I said, Lord, you can heal me. You know, there are things
Amen.
That are a lot more complicated. And that's what I was saying tonight, Nicole, was like, you know, we take the big things to God, like, you know, but the little things, you know, we just kind of let it agitate us. And I'm tired of being agitated by this. So I really want it to go. And it used to be just certain parts of the times of the year, you know, maybe in the spring, and then sometimes in the early fall. But now it's gotten to be just all the time. And I'm like, I'm tired of this.
Do you have
got to go?
Do you have food sensitivities?
I could because I eat everything.
Like, I'm wondering if you have food sensitivities to, like, nuts.
You know what? Are you operating in the prophetic or what?
I was just wondering because before you said allergies, I was like, I wonder if she has allergies. And then when you said, yeah, allergies, and then you were talking about it, I was like, I wonder if it's nuts.
Well, you know what? The crazy thing about it, you know what? I will have to, maybe I should go to, don't they go and give you those little, whatever it is, to see what you're allergic to?
Yeah.
They stick you with something?
Mm-hmm.
An allergist? Yeah. Yeah, I might need to go get that done because, you know, the funny thing that you said, Nicole, that is that I've been eating nuts like crazy the last few weeks.
Wow.
Is,
I'm not smart
so
enough
funny.
To figure that out by your cough. That has to be the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, the funny thing about it is that, you know, I read something that they said if you eat a lot of nuts and you know, fruit and stuff like that, I've been eating, like, berries, and I've been making smoothies and with berries in it, and then I've been making my own, like trail mix, so I'll have all different types of nuts in there, like, and cranberries and raisins, and, man, I just eat, and, you know, and so funny you say that, I just started doing that, like, a few weeks ago that I was doing it to that extent, and lately, I mean, this has really, really flared up the last week or so, so maybe that's something to do with it, so I will have to go and find out.
You know, so, yes, the test will probably be best, but if you cut out nuts for
uh-huh.
7 days straight, you would be able to see
yeah.
if you had a
yeah,
reduction or elimination of symptoms.
Okay. Yeah, because I think it's kind of strange because it has increased over the last, you know, few weeks. Well, actually, a couple weeks because I went to the store and I just bought, like, nuts. And cashews and dry roasted nuts and sesame seeds and, you know, and I just mixed it all together with some raisins and cranberries, thinking, you know, I'm trying to be healthy because I know nuts are supposed to have some real benefits health-wise for you. So,
yeah, I've heard Prophet Randy talk a lot about the walnuts
yeah.
and the brain.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, there you go. And I think it helps with your digestion as well. I never really have ever had any digestion issues, not in many years. But I've heard, I think it helps with your digestion as well.
I have a lot of food sensitivities, like dairy and wheat and other things, but about nuts. I found out very late that I have a food sensitivity to nuts and that it includes almonds, peanuts, walnuts, and cashews, and how it affects me. It makes
mm-hmm.
my ears itch.
Oh my. Oh,
it makes me feel like I have sinus things happening or it is causing me to have them. But the worst symptom is ears itching. Ears itching.
Oh, Nicole.
Hmm.
That is a major thing in my life. And it always has been.
It could totally be that. I didn't know that. That is, so of all the things I eat, it's that category that causes the ear
yeah.
itching. So if I,
wow.
if I, even if I do dairy and wheat, it doesn't cause my ears to itch. It's cashews, peanuts, walnuts, and almonds. And it took me. Years. I just figured this out like in the last year or two.
You're a godsend. I come on here tonight, and I mean, you're just. I mean, I have those symptoms all, you know, and I've, you know, I'm the kind of person, like I told you, I love to eat. I eat anything. There's pretty much not much that I won't eat. You know, I will
mm-hmm.
not eat your beet. You're not going to give me any beet. That's one thing I'm not going to eat. Just the smell of them make me gag. And pretty much, and I can't eat sauerkraut. I can't stand that smell. And what else won't I eat? That's pretty much, I just eat just about, you know, I'm not like a roadkill person. I don't eat stuff like people around here, they do roadkill. I don't do that. Never have. My mom.
Okay.
No, we don't cook that kind of stuff. And, you know, just some stuff I don't eat. But as far as food, you know, one thing I have to tell a funny story, then I better move on to the next caller. But I remember when I was a little girl, my mom, you know, she had me when she was in her mid-40s. And so I was always with my mom, and I was not babysat by anyone. But until one day she had a doctor's appointment, so there was a neighbor that she left me with. And so me not being used to people, you know, not being left with anyone, she left me with this woman, and I was already kind of, like, skittish about it. You know, I was only about maybe 4. And I remember this lady said, well, she was going to feed me lunch. So I was like, and our house or where we lived was, like, right down from her. So it was like, okay, she's going to feed me something. So anyway, I looked at it, and I thought she was giving me dog food.
What? Was she?
It was corned beef hash. So from that day forward, I have this thing about corned beef hash. I won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And I remember running home telling my mom, is like, Mom, she tried to give me dog food. That is not dog food. It's corned beef hash.
Aww.
So that's a food that I will not touch. And everybody says, it's so good. I was like, I don't care. That memory from 4 years old of this woman that, first of all, I'm not used to being kept by anybody. And the first experience I ever had with somebody trying to keep me, they tried to give me dog food. I was like, no, God, no, I can't eat that. So anyway, but other than that, well, I'm so happy you mentioned that to me because, oh, my God, it's like an answer to prayer. Thank you, Lord, because I've
Hallelujah.
Been trying to figure out, why do my ears itch all the time? And then what is going on with this? But I've been eating a lot. But you know what? I'm going to have to wean out a lot of stuff because, like I said, I pretty much eat everything, whether I feel aggravated by it or not.
It's hard because a lot of products actually have nuts, especially peanuts and cashews. And I can do like almond milk in moderation, but how I really noticed it was like cashews, and I just like somehow just I made the connection. But once I made the connection, then I realized I was having various levels of irritation, specifically my ears itching like crazy with nuts. So I think cashews are the worst, but it still happens with peanuts and almonds and the others. So it's actually all those nuts, even though I love eating them. They're so healthy. I want to eat them. But just for quality of life, I feel better when my ears aren't itching and, you know, when the sinuses and everything.
Well, you know what, girl? I'm going to have to really start eliminating half of what I eat. I mean, I use almond milk. I haven't used regular milk, and I don't know when.
But there's oat milk.
Oh, I have to try that then. I've heard about that, so I have to try that. Well, thank you so much. Now I'm serious. You know what? It's almost like what you're saying. Listen, guys, I'm just going to throw this out here. Everybody who's listening. You know what? God is so in tune to us. He's so in tune to his creation. He say, you have not because you ask not. I asked God to, must have been last night, because I was fed up. I was like, I am tired of this. I am tired of feeling like, you know, ears itching, you know, sinus buildup, mucus, you know, just coughing. I said, I've got to find an answer to this. And what do you know? I get Nicole on the phone tonight.
That is amazing. Praise God.
This is the first time, Nicole, I'm telling y'all listening, put your petition out there before the Lord. Let me tell you, I have never, Nicole, ever remember asking God what I asked him like the night before. Never. I just tolerated just these things, you know, that were going on with me. Because I didn't see them to be that impossible. I mean, that annoying. But last night or the night before, I was so irritated with the symptoms that I go through regularly. And I was like, this has got to stop, God. What is going on? You have got to help me with this. I have never asked God, Nicole, concerning that. I found it to be so too simple to bring before the Lord. But I brought it before the Lord, and who do I get on the phone? Tonight, you, telling me this.
Wow.
Stuff. God answers us. You, that just proves to us tonight that nothing is too small or too trivial for God. He wants to meet our needs. He wants to help us. It doesn't matter how insignificant we think it might be. God wants to help us. We just need to ask. So thank you, Nicole. I believe you've been led by the Spirit, because I'm telling you, I have never asked God to heal me of that. Never that I can remember of. You know, not the specifics of, like, I'm tired of coughing, God. You got, you know, I just coughed and kept going.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I know you have to go to the next caller. I just want to pray with you and for you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, and so, Lord, I just thank you for answered prayer. And, Lord, I just come into agreement right now with Angela Joy. Let her have everything that her heart's desire, her heart desires, Lord. Let her speak her petitions unto you, Lord, so that you can bless her with everything that she needs, and even those things that are wants, but that you just would love for her to have because she's your beloved daughter. Thank you, Lord, that she has yielded every area of her life to you, Lord. Thank you that you're opening wide ministry doors. Thank you, Lord, that her ministry is in multiple domains, Lord, that she is, she's in many places and in high demand, Lord. Thank you that she's well-equipped to handle this increased level of exposure and responsibility, Lord. Just thank you that she's being celebrated. It's like finally, that T.C. Benison song, she's being celebrated. So, Lord, we just praise you for all of these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? Praise God. I just received all of that, Nicole.
Hallelujah.
Wow, I'm just really blown away by the way you prayed concerning doors opening for ministry and all of that good stuff, you know. That is, you know, wow. That's a God thing right there. That's another God thing. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Well, yay.
That's another God thing. I have a, and I'm going to share this and I'll move on, but I have a women's, like, meeting set up for October 30th, and I've done some things before in the past, but it's been a dry season in a sense, because I basically, through some years, have just been trying to find my way out of some places that somehow I ended up in with, you know, relationships and family situations and all kind of stuff like that. So now I feel like the Lord is saying it's time to walk into your place now. You've helped other people walk into theirs. Now it's time for you to walk into. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of feeling my way out, you know, into, you know, I've been doing, you know, PGN for a number of years now. But other than that, you know, and I was ordained and I was operating in a ministry, you know, as over the prayer, that kind of stuff. But as far as just stepping out into some other areas, it's like God is saying, it's time, you know. So praise God. Thank you for that prayer.
It was my honor and privilege. It's exciting. Amen.
Exciting.
You never know what God is about to do. And then when he just reveals it, it's just like, you know, you've been waiting for this awesome movie to come, and then the trailer comes out, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to go see it on Friday. It's about to happen really soon.
that's my life. I've seen that trailer, so I'm like, oh, it's time to get in there, you know, be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Well, I'm excited for you, and I look forward to hearing some more interesting things that God is bringing on the scene for you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the prayer. All right. Good night. Amen. God is so good. You know, he is. I thank God for Nicole sharing that because, it's just some things we just don't even, it's just amazing. Things we don't even think about. God is thinking about us. You know, he's concerned about us. He's concerned about everything that's concerning us, and so praise God. Thank you, Lord, for connecting me. Amen. So let's just move to 478-233. This is Angela Joy. Am I speaking with you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela, this is Janice from Georgia.
Hello, Janice from Georgia. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm pressing in. You know, like I said, I mean, you're listening. I'm pressing my way in, and like I said, regardless of what's going on, usually I just kind of push it to the side and just keep trooping, and try to keep my hand to the plow in spite of situations and circumstances. I got stuff I got to do, so I just want to share that with you, Janice. In a season, you may be in a season where it looks like there's some obstacles or it's not smooth as it should be, but you're in a season where God is saying, just go ahead and seek me first, and I'll do all the adding unto you. That's all you got to be concerned with. It might be some situations or circumstances. There might even be some people, but it doesn't matter. That scripture applies to that as well. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added. Everything that's needed to get you to where you need to be. Sometimes we kind of look at that scripture as far as all the material stuff sometimes, or even sometimes we may look at the spiritual side of it, but a lot of times, we may tend to focus in on, what God is going to give us by us seeking him first. But it's it's also about God taking care of anything connected with us when we seek him first. You don't even have to worry about that over there. Why? Because you're seeking me, so I'm going to handle that over there. You're seeking me, and I'm going to take care of this over here. You're seeking me, and I'm going to line that up back there. You're seeking me, I'm going to take care of them over there. So I just say that to you, that it doesn't have to mean anything in particular about a physical or material thing, but just know that if it's concerning you, God is taking care of it. Why? Because you've chosen, Janice, to seek him first. And when you seek him first, sometimes what the enemy tries to do, he tries to bog us down with thoughts about how we're going to take care of a situation. How are we going to handle that over there? How are we going to make this situation over here line up and it can do what's necessary to be done? But that's a distraction. That's what the enemy wants us to do, because that's when we start to try to figure out in our own mindset how we're going to orchestrate things to make sure they run the way we need them to run. But going back to that scripture, we don't even need to concern ourselves with that. That sometimes is a strategy of the enemy to draw us away from the presence of God, to draw us away from our thoughts being focused on God and knowing he is enabling us to continue, and he has the ability to handle anything that concerns us. Anything. So don't be distracted in this season. Don't look any other way but the way that you know you're supposed to look, and know that God is handling business. He's taking care of things, because why? You've chosen.
You've made up your mind. You're going to seek him first. And when you seek him first, oh, of course, we're going to do the natural things that God has enabled us to do. We're going to handle business the way we need to handle it because he's enabled us to do those things. Things that are out of our control, those things that are out of our scope, the things that we can't see, you know, how to see our way through it, let God handle it. And he will show you that when you seek him, you don't have to even worry about how the things are going to be handled. He's handling it because he sees that you sought him first. You're seeking him. You're going after him. And he's going to handle what needs to be handled. So we just thank you for that word. And I just pray it was a blessing to you. So what's up, Janice?
Nothing but.
Amen. Amen. Anything you want a prayer in particular for?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to get the word.
Okay. Well, I hope that encouraged you.
Yes, ma'am.
You are more than welcome. Everybody got well. I know you had, didn't you have a few family members that had the kids, right?
Yes. They done better, had started back to school, but now they're back out. But they staying out of their own, you know, they had to stop the school again. It's down in Hinesville, Georgia, down next to Savannah.
Oh, yeah.
They had called again for them to come back, and then they called again and said for them not to come back.
Okay, so are you in Hinesville, too?
No, I don't live, my daughter lives in Hinesville. I'm in Irvington, next to Macon, and she down next to Savannah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hinesville is like an hour from me. That's where Fort Stewart is.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay, so they've closed schools. When did they close schools?
Called them Thursday and told them that they could come back Monday. And then they call again. I don't know if the same day they might have called on Saturday and told them don't send them back right now.
Oh, wow. Did they tell them how long they were going to be out?
I think until December.
Wow. I think the schools here, they're trying to hold on. Well, actually, I heard somebody say in our school system, they were trying to hold on until maybe December, like Christmas break, and then it's a possibility they won't come back after Christmas break. But we've had, there's, like I said, we're much smaller than Hinesville over here, so, but, I get, you know, I'm still on the substitute list, so I get, about when school started, like the third day after school started this year, I started getting calls to substitute teach, but I haven't called in. I've been on the substitute list off and on since 1999. I have never gotten calls to substitute the first week of school, so it's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad. The first week of school, I was getting calls to substitute. Well, we just pray over your family, and Lord, we just thank you for continuing to keep them safe and to keep Janice safe. And Lord, we just speak a blessing over her and her family and her grandchildren and her children in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, you be encouraged, Janice, and thank God for having you call in tonight. It was a privilege to pray for you. Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. We look forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
God bless you.
Same to you. All right. Amen. You know, we're living in some trying times, folks. Yes, we are. We have to be vigilant. Hallelujah. Keeping a careful watch for the possibility of difficulties or danger. Hallelujah. That's a good word right there. Good instruction that's connected with 1 Peter 5 and 8. We got to be vigilant. We have to keep a careful watch. We got to be always on watch. We ought to always have that word. We always got to be armored up. Hallelujah. We always got to remind ourselves to be armored up. Armored up. Armored up. Keeping a watchful eye
for a possibility. You know, that's what soldiers do. That's when you're in warfare. Hallelujah. You got to keep a watch that the enemies don't get, they don't sneak up on you. You know, you got to be vigilant. I'm having a problem with that word. Vigilant. Hallelujah. You've got to be vigilant and make sure you are watching out for the strategies of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because we're in war, people. We are in war. But we know we win. Hallelujah. Let's go to 205-531. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Julia May from Alabama.
Hello, Julia May. How are you tonight?
Just fine. Just fine.
Well, that is awesome.
Yeah, I've been
God,
listening to you. And like she said, you need to go to an ENT to do the allergy test. Because I had to do it. I keep having upper respiratory bronchitis. So my doctor, he said, you need to go to ENT. I have allergy bad. I'm supposed to take shots twice a week. I have allergy to the trees, all trees, dogs, cats, seafood mix, fish, shrimp, oysters, you name it. I can't have kale, I have cucumbers. I can't have strawberries. Cause I can't even touch them. I can't have squash, or corn, or carrot. Yeah, I can't even touch this stuff. It's not that I can't eat it. I can't even touch it.
What?
So that, and yeah, and so he gave me some two silent pills to take, and I asked him, I said, can I come off of him? He said, you realize you ain't had bronchitis in a year? Like in January, February, I'm coming. Tell me I got it 2018. I had to get two shots, and I had to get some Benadryl and antibiotic Z-Pack. Went back from upper respiratory to bronchitis. Had to get two more shots, breathing treatment, antibiotic Z-Pack, that cough syrup that you cover the codeine, and plus go back the next day and get two more shots. And I think something was going wrong because that's when I first lost my sense of smell and taste. And
well,
it
you
went
know,
from 28, and my eyes turned red. And he said it was allergy.
Oh, wow.
Well, allergy will make you use a sense of taste and smell. My eyes turned red, and I thought this virus, you know. I thought, wait a minute, my eyes turned red back in them days, you know.
Wow. Well, I know with COVID-19, they say people are, you know, they lose their taste and smell. But, you know, other than that, you know, with me, and it basically my thing is this, coughing, you know, my drainage and coughing, because I rarely get sick. I've never had the flu that I know of. I had the flu shot once when I was working with mental health, and I had to go in and out of the hospital. They won't let you go in and out of the hospital unless you get the flu shot. So I took it then. But other than that, I've never, you know, and I don't even remember the last time I had the common cold. And I do take a lot of supplements. So other than the coughing and just the sinus drainage, you know, I'm like, what is this? But we're just going to believe God. He's just going to heal me totally of all of this stuff. Yeah. And but like I said, other than that, you know, I don't really have any other, you know, situations with that. Because I tell you, the way you're talking, Julia May, I'd be like the size of a pole because I wouldn't be able to eat nothing.
Well, I found out, you know, when I did that, and she said, I have never seen nobody allergy that high. I mean, I got high allergy because I cooked junk for some squash and had a cut on my hand and paid no attention. When I woke up the next day, my eyes was almost closed, my neck had...
Oh, my gosh.
And I went in and got me some Benadryl, and I went back and told her because I was getting the shot then. She said, you can't touch it.
Wow.
I said, you didn't tell me not to. She told me not to eat it. And so, like I said, I knew it had got in my system. And as far as the cucumber and lotion, I put that on my neck, and it just broke me out. It looked like somebody had hung me. So I went back to the doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at my neck. He said, I see your neck. and so he had to give me some cream. So I went to Florida. That's when we went to where did everybody go to visit? Oh, with the gospel stuff. Can't think of the COVID gave me brain fog. I can't remember stuff from that. It takes a while, you know. And so some Vaseline on this whole thing to help it. But I think, you know, like I said, so I realized then that I couldn't touch that, so I had some lotion. I put gloves on, put it in a bag, tied up, put it in, I gave it to a friend. She said, why you got a bag? I can't touch this stuff. So I know that's
true. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard anything that severe.
Yeah, see, I take shots twice a week.
Touch it.
I can't even touch it. So, you know, it get in my,
wow,
my system. And then I have an effort pen. Now I got an effort pen to carry around with
me. Oh, wow. Well, I think I'll be praying for you for that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But like I said, since I started doing that, and like I said, once he gave me the mucin, some kind of mucin and Lex or something, I don't have the bronchitis like I used to do every year. So that helped. And then when I went to the doctor,
right,
I found out all of those allergies and stuff. And I knew my dog would die. I got the coughing. But I just thought I was sweeping the dust was going up my nose. But then I found out I had all these allergies. I said, you know, the corn and the carrots.
Well, mine
took me down.
They're gonna have to go. They have to go in Jesus' name, because I'm not gonna alter my total lifestyle. This stuff
right.
has got to go in Jesus' name, because I got dogs. I've got dogs.
Oh Lord.
I've got.
She just happened to pass my dog pass. Her. I just thanked Jesus because I didn't want to give her. I had to give her when she was old, but she passed them. I said, you want another? Nah. I won't take care of them. I have to go somewhere else. But the main thing, I know I have allergies, so I'm not going to bother my friends. I come out and say, the dog ain't coming in and staying a mile. I don't do the dogs. I'm like, no. And Jennifer scared them. But she doing fine. And
okay,
the nurse came
well,
in. So she released. So they said, just look out for, you know, she swelled, started gaining weight and had problem breathing. But she having a problem. And then we go somewhere and get out the car. She used to be huffing and puffing, but I know now, you know, you get out, walk, if you can come back, she's not short-winded like she used to be. But she didn't get down to 113 pounds. She went to the doctor at 170. She down to 113. I told her, we can't go out in the breeze. You're going to be gone. I ain't going to be able to kiss her. Poor little boo, she's like a little teenager. She's 40 years old. You think she's a little girl.
Oh,
look, look, girl.
Well, praise God. Well, I just, I was listening to you, and, you know, as you begin to talk, it was just like, it was like, you know, I feel like the word for you is endurance, you know, that God has, you know, has given you the ability to endure, you know, many seasons and many trials, and so, you know, the word endurance is, hold on, let me just bring that up. I want to read it to you the way I see it. Now, I'm not looking for endurance insurance. What is it? This thing. No, I don't want endurance insurance. Okay, endurance. Come on here. The fact or power to endure an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. So as you were talking, and before you even started talking, I just felt like the Lord was telling me to say to you that he's given you strength to weather many storms. Here we are.
Oh,
with this,
yeah.
Here we are in this weather pattern, y'all. Weather storms. Oh, my gosh. That's something. And then, you know, as we were talking, I just kept hearing, you know, let me bring this back down. I can't see it. It's too big. I kept hearing, you know, like endurance. You, and then you started talking about, you know, the things that you had to deal with as far as your health with the allergies and all of that. Now, I have allergies, but, you know, I think there are some things that are going on in my body. I guess it's like allergies, but nothing major because, like I said, I've been able to tolerate it, and just the coughing is aggravating. And so, coughing is aggravating. And so, but as I was listening to you, and it was almost, I heard the word endurance. So God has given you the ability to go through and endure unpleasant and difficult
situations without giving way. It's like God has supported you and strengthened you in situations mm-hmm. that sometimes would have been just more than a person could handle. But you have, God has strengthened you, and your walk mm-hmm. with him has caused you to endure and go through these things as a testimony that he is keeping you, that he is showing you what to do and what not to do. And even with your daughter, what is it, Jennifer?
Yes, Jennifer.
The situation with Jennifer, you know, it's like that was, you know, a season and has been, you've been dealing with situations with her for, I don't know, many years. But, you know, that can cause you to endure and even build stamina, you know, as you, because we're in a race. We're going somewhere. And it's like God is giving you stamina. Let me see what that is, because it says here. I just happened to look at it. Okay, so, and I just said it. So I just saw this, and it says, over a long distance or otherwise demands a great physical stamina. So it's like you've like a long distance runner. Hallelujah. A long distance runner. That God has equipped you with the ability to continue to go on. You know, stamina means that the ability to sustain prolonged physical or mental situations. Stamina. So he's given you the endurance to go through this stuff with the ability to sustain it, prolonged and physical and mental things going on. You've been able to go on without falling under, without giving way. You have a resilience that keeps you going. You have a vigor. You have, and that was the first thing too. There's something going on with the way you look at stuff that gives you a steadfastness, a toughness, a determination, a tenacity to keep going when other people would have given up. But you have made up your mind that you're going to endure and you're going to go forth and complete this race for the glory of God. You got staying power, Julia. You got staying power. You're resilient. You're not going to give way, even though the enemy has put a lot out there that will cause some people to give way. But you have made up in your mind you're not going to give way. I want you to understand, and I believe the Lord is wanting you to understand, this has all come from him. What the enemy allowed, what he God allowed and the enemy brought in to try to break you, it's like God says, no, it's not going to break her. It's going to build her. And it's going to give her a resilience. It's going to toughen her up to continue to go through and complete this race. So, Lord, we just thank you for that thing that's in her, that resilience, that stamina that she's had to use as the endurance to take her through what she's been going through. That's what she's got. That's what's going to keep her going. And what the enemy meant for evil, God is going to work it out for your good. He's going to show you, and he's going to show the enemy, my girl's tough. Why? Because she's got that right stuff in her. She's got me, and I'm going to show you that she's tough and she's resilient, and it's not going to be to her detriment. I'm going to use it for the glory as an encouragement to others who look at her and say, wow, you know, what's going on? How does she do that? How does she do that? How's she managing? How does she keep bouncing back? Why? Because God has instilled in you a resilience that will not give way to the enemy. So, Lord, we just thank you for that tonight. We thank you for her encouragement and the way God has encouraged her concerning the things of God and how she's staying focused on him, and that's what's given her the endurance to run this race. So we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I mean, because when you came, I was like, and then we started talking about, you know, but it was like,
I'm thinking, Lord, saying, look what she's made of. Look, she's still going, you know. And I couldn't find the word for it. And then it was like resilience. She's got that endurance. She's built stamina to keep going when other people would have fallen down. She got up. She kept going. And God is being glorified.
Only because of her. My mother-in-law said that day. She said, I don't know how you took care of Jumper when, you know,
Jesus.
When came home from the hospital. I said, well, nobody died. As long as they told me what to do, I can do it. I even told a person that when I worked in school, I worked with children with intellectual disabilities. And he said, well, you got to train, you got to do it. I said, oh, I didn't say I wouldn't train this guy. I said, I need some doctor. I said, you give me what I need, I can handle it. And people, all of that, how you work? Well, I said, just like the other children, I said, I don't have a problem. I said, God didn't give you. I don't have that gift. I said, you sure don't? He didn't give it to you. I said, but I have it. Even though I was told when I was in college, I was almost trying to help a child. She said, you can't help. You got to let them do everything they can do. She said, you'll never make it because you have empathy for them. And I think about 9 and a half. I said, she can see me now. She probably said, I said, I've been working with them from 1991 until 2019 when the pandemic started. I'm still working with children. I said, I have empathy. I said, I don't have no problem. I said, I actually rather work with them than normal children. I said, well, them children were rough out there in the, some of the regular children, you know. I said, but, you know, with her, I said, as long as you know, they give me my supplies, I can do it. And I had a student just came in, he had a trait. And I thought about one last, well, Lord, you prepared me for jumping with the trait because we had a student that had a trait in the classroom. And I thought it was so odd. And like I tell people, I said, he gave me peace when she was in the hospital with COVID. And I want to pray for my cousin, his wife. She, unfortunately, she's in the hospital now on a ventilator. They tried to take off, but they had to put it back on. And And I tried to tell him, you know, I said, this stuff is no joke. I said, I had mild COVID. And Jumper, I said, most of you didn't get to the level Jumper got to. I said, they had the COVID, the septic, and the aspirator, and then you know, double pneumonia. Well, she had COVID pneumonia because she had double. And she had just regular pneumonia. And then 30% oxygen. And on that ventilator, I said, and I know God was with her because he was fighting with her. I said, because 2 men of them, they don't even get that far.
You're right.
You know, someone's going to the hospital.
Right.
I'm still reading about the man, you know, a couple that lost, that left with 5 children, 7 children left in different things. I said, hey, they ain't get that far. I said, so I took you, you know, you trust all this other stuff. I said, man don't have no knowledge. I said, man don't have no more than God. Give him, allow him. I said, everything else you take, they be formally, you talking about, I don't trust them. You take medicine, side effect. Same thing to this stuff. I said, you know, everything got side effects. So, you know, I said, you know, you put trust in God. I said, I prayed about it, and then I went and got out of shock. So I said, yeah. I said, you took it? I said, yeah. I said, I prayed about it first, though. You know,
yeah.
So
well, I mean, yeah, that's just what I was sensing. And, you know, it's similar with me. I've always, from 99, you know, periodically throughout up until recently, I've always worked with the school system in some aspect. And thing of it is, I've always chosen to work with special needs. So whenever, like I had a long-term assignment one time and that's where I was, with special needs. And then that's how I met the young man I mentioned earlier when he was 12. And then I ended up working with mental health. And so when mental health, they put people with autism under that category.
Right.
So mental health and disabilities. And I ended up getting him again in his mid-20s. And, you know, I was just talking to someone earlier about that. You have to have empathy when you work with people.
Right.
Some of the people have the knowledge book-wise, but they don't have the compassion or the empathy to work with people like this. And that's something I just really have always tried to have is empathy for people. You know, they need empathy.
Yes.
Put yourself in their situation. But,
right.
you know, think on how things would be if you were in that situation. And then treat people accordingly. You know,
right,
treat them with respect.
Yeah, you have to, because I used to tell students, they used to look at him and drop out. I said, why are you doing that? I said, each year I want somebody to look just like you. I said, no, this is your sister, brother, mother. So I said, you want somebody to treat your family member like that? No. I said, all these students weren't born like this. I said, one of them went to a hospital and had surgery and got too much oxygen. I said, then you have some shakers, and then you have some people that got dropped. I had the wrong type of mouth. I said, you can go out there right now and fall and hit your head, and you'd be in a wheelchair. You want somebody to look at you like that? No, ma'am. I said, well, they don't treat them like that.
Yeah, I mean,
realize that. They just think, you know, they said, really? I said, yeah, you can fall and hit your head, and your head ain't meant to hit concrete, you know.
We're in a world where people are so self-absorbed with themselves that they can't even think of other people.
You got to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Everything perfect.
Yeah, I had a really interesting experience, and I'm going to go on to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a real interesting experience one time. I was with the school system. And like I said, I always kind of had one job, and then I'd always substitute on my days off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And or if I worked late, I would substitute in a day. Well, I was assigned to a special school here in this area that worked with people with autism and, you know, mental health issues. So,
okay.
And emotional, psychological issues.
Mm-hmm.
These kids were. Well, I was assigned at this particular time to work with a young lady who had autism. Well, they would tell me how she would fight people, you know,
mm-hmm.
who would try to take care of her. I will
mm-hmm.
tell you, Julie, not one time did that girl ever raise her hand to me. Not one time. And I treated her with respect.
Right.
You know, people who worked with her, they would
right.
say all, you know, previous workers or people
mm-hmm.
in the classroom area mm-hmm. where she could hear them, they would say all sorts of things
right.
about her. In front of her,
right.
like she wasn't even there.
Yeah,
and I was like,
she
how
something
cool.
that, you know, she didn't understand. Right.
But I'm telling you, I know that young lady, I think she was probably, I started working with her, she's like 12, 13. She heard everything they said, and I knew she understood
right.
it. Because that's why she would fight them, even though she could not communicate. She had no verbal, you know, language that you could
oh, okay.
recognize. And but I worked with her off and on for a few years. But let me tell you, the
mm-hmm.
one interesting thing that happened to me that the Spirit of God, you know, had spoken to me about her before,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really watched her and observed her reaction to other people. It was like the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, she understands you, even if, and I was like, what? You know, like,
mm-hmm.
if I don't speak to her, it was like the Spirit would say, she knows you. Even if you
right.
haven't say a word, she knows
they can
you. And let me tell you the most, and y'all listening, this is the most incredible thing that I have ever experienced as far as, you know, in a classroom situation. So we're outside one day, and somehow, I don't know, I was having pains in a particular finger on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, like I said, she was nonverbal. Tell me God
mm-hmm.
isn't. He's awesome.
Huh.
I was sitting over with the other teachers and some aides under a little shelter, and she went out, and she loved to swing. She would just swing, 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 swing. So I was sitting over there with them, and I started getting these pains in my finger. Now, this girl is on the other side of the classroom. I mean, not the classroom, the playground. She jumps off the swing. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, she's going to hurt herself because she would swing so high. She jumps off the swing, runs over to me, and grabs my hand that I'm having the pain in and begins to rub it. Totally blown away.
Mm.
How did she know that my hand, I hadn't said anything about it. She couldn't see me. I'm sitting on the other side of the playground under a shelter with other teachers, and this girl is swinging, like, as high as she can swing because we used to always get so concerned about her. Like, man, I hope she doesn't, you know, but don't go or try to stop her. You're going to have a little situation. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. She brings that swing down. She runs over there making some kind of noise.
and begins to massage my fingers.
Oh.
The hand that was hurting. God had told me previously, she knows you. And from that day forward, it was a spirit connection.
Yes.
Let me tell you, folks, we may be in the flesh. We have a earth suit, our body, but our spirits are transcending this flesh when we want it to. That's what the Word of God encourages, to walk after the things of the Spirit and not the things of the flesh. Because we are just spirit beings in a flesh body. Hallelujah. So let me tell y'all, follow after the things of the Spirit. There is no way in the world that young girl, she must have been about 12 or 13 then, would have known that I was in pain on the other side of the playground. But she ran to my aid and began to massage my finger that I wasn't even talking about.
Oh,
my God. That showed me right there that God is saying we are in the Spirit. And she knows you. That's why she never raised a hand at you.
That's right.
That's why she would wrestle and fight with other folks, and she never, not one time, attempted to do anything to me, because she knew me by the Spirit. Hallelujah. She knew me by the Spirit, and my spirit must have informed her that I was in pain. My spirit informed her spirit
that
I was in pain, and she ran to the rescue. And, you know, I didn't have much pain after that. I don't even have pain in that finger anymore. God, I'm telling you, the God that we serve is a miracle working God.
Yes,
and if we would just walk after him in a way that we are connecting with him in that place, in the Spirit, we can expect anything from him. If I could just stay there, Julia May, if I could just hang out, if I could just dwell, if I could just take habitat in that place, if we could just do that, do you know how far advanced we would be in the things that God would want us to do, the things and the miracles that he would want to perform in his earth? You know, when I was young in the Lord, and I remember I went to a ladies' meeting one time. Lord, I'm not trying to take up too much time here, but I just think I need to release this tonight. These little things, because God wants us to go after him like that. We are spirit, calling out to spirit. And I remember I had been saved for a while, and I was going to these women meetings that were being held at a TV station in Orlando. It's Channel 55. They had a mission to try to have their station, you know, it was a great, you know, station, Claude and Frieda Bowers. And they used to have, Frieda would have women's meetings on Thursdays at the station. And I would always go as much as possible. And I remember, I can't remember who, I don't know who it was, with Lisa Bevere? I don't know who it was, but it was a well-known writer person came. And I remember she spoke to me and she said, you know, God would have it be that you would be as Peter. And I was like, what is this woman talking about? You know, because it was almost like she was saying, God has put something in you that you desire that kind of anointing on your life, that when you walk past the sick, even your shadow would heal them. My God, I was young in Christ. I was like, wow, you know, can I have that? Is that something that I can have? You mean to tell me I can be like that? And I was like, Lord. So I've been, since that point, I've tried to build my sensitivity to know that if we're walking in God, with God, and our vessels are filled with his presence, don't you know we should be able to walk into a situation and the whole atmosphere changes enough for miracles to be performed? That's what it was when I was working with mental health. I've walked in rooms with mental health when I was doing 24-hour, 24/7 crisis calls. I have walked into rooms, and I had gotten the word that somebody was, I think Prophet Randy, that you were going to be walking in the rooms and people would awaken. Do you know I walked into a room one day,
And this woman was on meth or whatever. I don't know. Plus, she had psychological issues. And I think she was treating it with meth. And I walked in that room, and it was another woman in there. Normally, they don't let anybody come back in the room when they lock them up in a room. And I have to come and, like, do an assessment of what's going on so I can have them sent to some mental institution or some place where they can be diagnosed or treated or whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I walk in there. There's this girl laying there. And I declare to you, when I walked in the room, it was like light hit her face, and she woke up. I looked at the lady who was in there in the room with her. I said, am I seeing things, or did you see what I just saw? She said, I saw that she looked like she just woke up. Because of the, and she began to tell me about how she had had a relationship with Christ. And somehow, with her mental state and the drugs, the meth, she was, like, out of her mind. But it was like when I brought the – because I always would pray that, God, you go before me. I'm going in here. I don't know what I'm dealing with. And I could tell you, people, I could tell if I was dealing with a demonic situation or if I was dealing with chemical imbalance. And I remember I walked in there, and she woke up. Her eyes were already open. But it was like she woke up, and then she began to tell me about the relationship she had had with Christ before. And I prayed with her. Probably wasn't, hey, they said I could if she asked for it. She asked for it, and I did.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Right there in the hospital, in the lockdown room, where they put people who are threatening suicide and doing all kinds of stuff, pulling toilets out of the wall, out of the floor, and TVs mounted into concrete out of the wall. You know I was dealing with something that was not of this world.
Right.
I went in there and I saw these things. Why did God allow me that season? So that I could know there is power in the name of Jesus, and that these situations still exist on the earth. While we as Christians sometimes walk around not even knowing that we are dealing with an enemy, as I said earlier, who is walking in the earth. He's seeking. He's going to and fro in the earth, seeking who can he can devour. And we God needs us to be in place so that some people don't get devoured. Hallelujah. I don't know where I went and why I went, but thank you, Jesus, anyway. Glory to God. Let's wake up. This is a wake-up season. This is a wake-up season. There are people that you may see that may be the last time they're here on earth, like I did with my friend the other day. Didn't know that the next day she'd be airlifted and would die. But I, at least I can have clear conscience and say, well, I spoke something that was edifying to her concerning the things of God before she left this earth. We got to be mindful, people. We got to be mindful. We got to be sympathetic. Not so much sympathetic, but empathetic to the needs of people. Like Julia May was saying, you know, and I was telling her about, you know, she was saying they don't want you to have empathy. The devil is a liar. We will have empathy. We will operate with the compassion of Jesus. The devil doesn't want us to, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it because it's part of our assignment as ambassadors. And people are dropping like flies coming into this world and this season with all the stuff that's going on. We better be on our Father's, about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, Julia.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that was such a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything else I can agree with you with?
Well, that's all I could have. Praying for her, and I was and seeing my nephew, his wife. You know, she they brought out the coma, but she's still not waking up. And we don't know. They said, you know, kind of like in that vegetable state. The eyes are open, they move, but that's it. But I'm thinking they. Denise.
And so she's in a coma?
A coma?
Well, no, they didn't brought her out. They induced her because I didn't realize she had a COVID. She did have a COVID. And then they induced her because she had underlying because she had pneumonia, the COVID pneumonia. And she's a diabetic and everything. Her kidneys had shut down and her lungs, you know, weren't working. So they put her in induced coma. And they took her out going on 3 weeks, but she's still not waking up. You know, I think one time she opened my eyes and looked for and moved something, but it ain't. But that's it. And, you know, they say, you know, and she done had some seizures, had 2 seizures at least. She got some blood clots down the brain, so, you know.
Well, Lord, we just lift up Denise tonight. And, you know, as you were talking, I just got that vision of Jesus, how, you know, he walked in that room and they said that little girl was dead. And he said, she is not dead. She's just sleeping. And they slapped him to scorn. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I just thank you that the faith of God will arise in the people of God, and they will, somebody's presence in that room would just cause her to wake up, hallelujah, and function the way she needs to function in Jesus' name. We call out Denise's name tonight, and we're in agreement with Julia May that it is well, hallelujah. It is well, hallelujah. And, Lord, we just thank you for the healing virtue of Jesus to flow through her. And we thank you for it in advance. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we thank you for the miraculous working power.
My God,
the miracles to come forth in these days. You know what? It's almost like I just felt in my spirit, you know, when we hear certain diseases and certain things going on, you know, the enemy, I was so upset with somebody the other day when this lady that I mentioned earlier, they had already pronounced, some woman on Facebook that she knows had pronounced death over this woman before she was even dead. And I told a friend of mine, I said, that ought not be. She's a pastor's wife. How dare she speak death over her, saying, oh, she was, I mean, who gave her the final say on when this woman was going to die? Someone said, you know, she was on life support. So this woman, let me tell you about religious folks, y'all. This woman, hallelujah, this woman who's, I guess they're in ministry still, this woman posted on Facebook, well, she will be with her father and her mother in heaven tomorrow. I said, who gave her the authority to say when Sarah will die? You know, how dare she, how dare you tell somebody or pronounce it on and make a post on Facebook just because this woman was on life support or a vent, really a ventilator, and she had the brain thing. But how dare you say tomorrow? How do you know? Well, they're taking her off and she's going to die tomorrow. How do you know?
You don't know.
She will die
you
tomorrow.
Don't know.
You're not God. How many of us have stepped out of our place and tried to be God in situations and begin to speak death over people when God wants us to speak life? That just, I mean, that was, I was hot about that, y'all, because I was hot about that. How dare you? How dare you, speaking life, will speak death over someone and they haven't even taken their last breath yet? And to be honest with you, she didn't die the next day. She lingered on a couple other days. So she just showed you, you don't have the right to say when this person will die. God has the final say.
God.
So let us be careful.
Yes. I said, when she on the machine out?
That's
right.
Like,
the last say, so I said, even on the machine, she could pay it just like if they take off. I said, God got the last say, so.
God always has the last say.
His will. His will.
So God is going to put us in position and in a place of meeting people that need us to speak life and not death over them.
Yeah.
We're going to be running, all of us are going to come across people that we can make a decision whether we will speak life or we will speak death.
and they don't have to be on a ventilator, and they don't have to be on, have COVID-19. But we better be mindful of what we release out of our mouth, because we are not God, and we do not have the Father. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to let you go, Julie Mae.
Thank you.
My God, and we just believe for Denise's recovery, and we stand in agreement with you concerning that. And we just give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling. We'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, y'all, I got a little worked up. You know, I get a little worked up, you know. I just don't like people trying to take the place of God. You know. Let's move on. Let's go to, oh, Jesus, 903-918. This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Hi, Michelle from Texas.
How are you?
I'm doing good, you know, in spite of whatever the lying devil's trying to say. I'm doing good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to tell you that too, Michelle. You're doing well in spite of what the lying devil's trying to say. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just press on to that place. And, Lord, we just give glory and honor in spite of what it looks like. Hallelujah. I just saw, like, telephone lines. How many have telephone lines now? Nobody has. Glory be to God. People use cell phones. Hallelujah. They have towers that we have access to get at data so we can get those calls through. How many places actually, well, businesses, they have telephone lines? I still got my telephone line out there because I've had a landline. And it wasn't until maybe a couple years ago I had the landline taken out. I just saw a telephone line. So no bullshit about. And I don't know what this means, but I'm just going to say it like this. There might be some information that's being transmitted on the lines that is not the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Wow.
Glory. And there might be conversations that's going on that's not the truth. I don't know bullshit about. But don't focus in on what's going on the telephone line. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just be concerned about your line connected with what God's connection is with you, and listen in on that line, and you're going to get the answer for everything you need and how to handle your business and your situation the way you need to handle it. And don't be concerned about what's going back on the telephone line. Hallelujah. The things said, the things implied, the things that have been talked about. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Because you got a greater line. Hallelujah. And it reaches the throne room of God when we cry out and we belong to him. So that's the only line you really need to be concerned about. You don't need to be concerned about any other line that's going on that's causing communication to be going back and forth. Hallelujah. And we speak to them line spirits. We speak to that line communication. We speak to it. And even if it is true, everything that she has and if she's committed to God and submitted it to God, it's already done. It's under the blood. Hallelujah. It's under the blood. Hallelujah. So we just thank you tonight for Michelle from Texas. And Michelle, remember, it's all under the blood. God's already taken care of because you have a communication, a direct communication. You're not going to get no busy signal. You're not going to get some thing that says it's temporarily disconnected. Hallelujah. You're not going to get none of that because this one does not have the ability to be disconnected unless you want to disconnect it. Hallelujah. So glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, for the power of communication with the Father that supersedes any natural form of communication. And we thank you and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. What's going on, Michelle?
Hallelujah.
I was listening to you talk about coughing. And, you know, you were talking about that earlier, and I just been coughing at night. But these lines is people that I've been around and that I've picked up that have been saying things. And you're right. God said, don't worry about what they're saying. Don't worry about what they have said. What? Glory. Don't worry about what they have said. Just worry about what I'm saying to you and what I have said about you. Oh, my
Praise
God.
You. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, that's awesome. Awesome, 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 Michelle. Yeah, I just saw, because out from the corner where I'm sitting at night, but I can't see it, but from my corner of the house or my bedroom, there, you know, I just, all of a sudden, I saw those black telephone lines, you know, going back, and that's what God showed me, and I was like, wow, you know, what's this? And, of course, as I started to open my mouth, you know, God begins to reveal and release what it is he wants you to know. So praise God, hallelujah, amen, amen. That's your primary focus, is your communication with him. You're going to have, you know, it's no static on the line, none of that. Jesus, he's hearing you loud and clear, hallelujah, and he wants you to hear him loud and clear. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anything else you want to share, Michelle?
Like I said about the coughing, and I just wondered, was it something that I could be allergic to, you know? Or, and I heard the young lady telling you about different allergies and all of that.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing about it, like I said, Michelle, I've never, that I can remember of, asked God to heal me of it. I mean, never. I mean, I thought about, you know, like, what can I do concerning medical science to maybe I need to go and, well, last time I went to the doctor, she said something about going to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And then she said, you know, there is surgery that could have made help. I was like, I don't want to get cut on for nothing, you know. And so I just left it like that. But I got so aggravated with it because, you know, first of all, I go out in the, you know, and I have my mask on. And something about having that mask on, it just makes it worse for me sometimes. I can be, like, in a store and I know I'm sensitive to fragrances. So I don't wear a lot of perfume or anything like that. And so for the mere fact is that fragrances really can set me off. So then I go into different environments, like in stores, and, you know, they, you know, and I know what's really aggravated mine the other day was that I ended up emptying like a half a bottle almost, well, a third of a, well, maybe a quarter of a bottle of pine soil in the kitchen. And, oh, my gosh, that just really set me off. So, you know, fragrances and stuff, I don't really tolerate well. So, and since we've been having to wear masks, it's gotten worse for me. I'll go in the store, these people, they probably going to be like, oh, my gosh, she's got COVID, you know. And I'm like, no, I can't. It just, I might be allergic to the fragrance of, or the way the material that the mask is made out of, you know, because some seem to irritate you more than others. But, yeah. It's pretty aggravating, but I don't think I've ever asked him. I think because now we're wearing masks and stuff, it's like it's become more agitated. I'm becoming more agitated, and it's becoming more aggravating. And so I was like, okay, God, I need this to stop. And so, praise God, we're just going to follow up on that one because I needed to stop, God. So are you having the same
situation? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too, because the mask makes me hot, and when
yes.
I get hot, it's just like I start just really, really coughing more than normal.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, and I think that's what has gotten my attention about it more than I had before, is because we're masked up. You know, before, it wasn't, and I'm glad you said that, because, yeah, it seems like it's way more aggravating now in these, yeah, because I'm wearing these masks when I go, and I try not to go out as much as possible, because I work from home, so I try to, like, pretty much get what I need, and for a long time, I was ordering everything pretty much off Amazon. I did not, you know, but, you know, I'm not using Amazon quite as much anymore, but Yeah, I think, you know, something's going on with this mask situation that I'm like, okay, God, that's what got my attention. It's like, that's probably why I'm coughing more, because I'm wearing masks, you know. So anyway, and the seasons change. It used to be, you know, certain seasons, but now it just seems like all of the seasons really bother me. So,
yeah.
But we'll just pray about that, too. So, Father, we just lift up Michelle concerning, you know, the situation with the coughing. Lord, you just give her some insight and wisdom on how to handle the situation. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. And, Lord, we just expect a miracle. I mean, there's nothing impossible for you, no matter how big or how small. So, Lord, we just thank you for giving us peace and rest and clearing up this stuff. And we just thank you. And we take our healing. In Jesus' name, we take it in Jesus' name. And we just speak to aggravation. You got to go in Jesus' name. You got to go. We want to live our lives in peace, and we don't want to be having to deal with stuff that's unnecessary, that's causing problems. And, Lord, you know, sometimes, you know, the coughing is, you know, I would wake up, and I don't even, you know, I'm not even getting sometimes a good night's sleep because, thank God I don't start working until later on in the day. You know, maybe I could fall back to sleep. But if I was in a regular situation, I wouldn't be able to fall back to sleep, you know. I'd just be tired and just have to work. Amen. Amen.
Yes, that's so
true.
Thank you so much for praying for me. And I just pray, like you said, that God gives me wisdom on how to deal with it.
Right. How long has it been bothering? How long do you have problems with allergies?
I've never had allergies. So this is what's bothering me.
Oh. So what kind of mask are you wearing?
I can't think of the name of it, where it just covers your face. You know, you put it over your head and, what's the name of that? The bee? What?
Okay,
I can't even think
you.
Of the name. The really good one. I had that one for a while. But now I'm just wearing those plain ones.
Yeah. I know with me, some of that, like the material that it's made out of, I already see that that's causing some problem with me because I even start to smell the material. I can smell like what it's made out of. And that gets me coughing, too. But you're right. Once I get hot and I'm in the store, and I was like, oh, Lord, don't let these people start looking at me. Because I get hot, and I was like, I just have to go somewhere away from everybody and just take it off. And I try to go to the store late. Like, if I go to Walmart, our Walmart, it used to stay open 24/7. And then once COVID started, they closed it down. They were closing it at 8:30, so or somewhere between 8:30 and 9. And then they did not open it back up 24 hours. And I go late. If I go about around 8:39, there's nobody in the store because people still think it probably is closing early. But they are staying open now to about, I think, 11. But, yeah, I just. People start looking at me crazy, like, when I start coughing. So I just have to, like, go somewhere and just take my mask off and just get some fresh air. But anyway. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm empathetic concerning your situation, Michelle.
Yes. Because I want it over. But I'm just believing God, you know. Because he has brought me through so many things. And I know he'll bring me through this, so.
Yes, yes. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we're focusing on, you know, these big things. But, you know, God wants to do even the simple little things. you know, and it could, you know, it could eventually affect your health, all this coughing, 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 you know. And, like, my thing, too, is, like, what you said at night when I lay down, I try to use, like, 2 or 3 pillows because I think when I lay my head flatter, it causes it to drain back into my throat, and so I start to cough more. So I notice when I start to kind of prop myself up with, like, 2 or 3 pillows, it's not as bad. That kind of helps with the drainage, you know. But anyway, we're going to make it through this. Amen?
Yeah, we'll make it through this, and I'm going to try that tonight with the pillows.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seemed to help me a little bit because I think that's when it really starts. Because I have the ear itching thing too. You know, like what who was it? Nicole was talking about. Oh, my gosh. So when she said that, and I've had that for years, the ear itching thing, I'm like, oh, okay. Kind of like we have a health show tonight.
Yeah, this is a health show tonight.
This is a health show tonight. So, y'all, if y'all got any little aggravations going on, any little things going on, let's lift it up to the Lord and know he is concerned about it. If it's aggravating you, let's just give it to God. Amen. Let's not just accept it because that's what it was with me. I was just accepting it as, oh, well, you know, I don't worry about that. No, I'm tired now. I want to get a good night's sleep. I don't want to be waking up coughing. All right. Michelle, is there
amen,
anything else?
Amen. No, that was it.
All right. Well, thank God that you were able to call in, and you just be blessed, and we're just going to thank God that your healing is on the way, too.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen. All right. Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
All right. Amen. We're just tired of these aggravations, you know. I got some stuff I need to do. Like, I got stuff to do, y'all. I had 5 of my grandkids here today. You know, I was tired, you know, and then Papa Randy had, you know, texted and asked about doing a show, and I've pretty much been doing most Sundays now anyway. But, you know, I was like, I had all 5 of these kids over here, but thank God I found the solution. Make sure, especially when I had a 1-year-old, 3-year-old, and at least it was kind of, they were at one point here, the younger ones were here all at the same time. So I had a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and then my 9-year-old and my 11-year-old came later. Well, they should have come earlier so they could help their nanny out, but no. They came right as the other ones were getting ready to leave. I had guys, it was pretty tiring today. But praise God, I'm here. All right, let's go here to, let's see, where am I? Let me see what numbers I've called, guys. Let me just see. Okay, let's go down here to 828-989, and Angela Joy, who am I speaking with?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer from North Carolina. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm not going to lie. I'm holding on. I'm holding on.
Holding on.
I'm enjoying the conversations tonight because I've been struggling with a lot of the same things, especially the coughing and the allergies. To every single thing that I put in my mouth. So it's been interesting.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's a trying of our faith, Jennifer.
It must be. I'm to the point where I don't want to eat anything anymore because I'm so tired of coughing. So.
Wow. I mean, I guess this was a right on time. And you know what? And as you were talking, it came up in my spirit man again, Galatians 6:9, where it says, about being weary, you know, and it's like, the enemy, he's using like little things in our lives, and you know, I'll speak this to you, to cause us to be weary. You know, he wants to wear us out, and he wants us to just throw in the towel and like, hey, you know what? I'm tired, you know, and that puts us in a position when we don't get a lot of, you know, rest, and we've got stuff that's causing us to, like, not feel like our normal selves, so to speak, and causes us to just, like, you know, be weary. But I'm encouraging you tonight, do not be weary, you know, as much as possible. You know, we just really have to attach ourselves to the things of God. And as I was speaking to Julia May concerning endurance, you know, the enemy is coming at us in a certain way to try to wear us out and wear us down. But realize that God is enduring you to continue to progress, and the endurance is staying power. It's the resilience. It's the strength to continue to go on, and the vigor and the energy to continue to move on, even when we know in our natural body it wouldn't be possible. So we know that we are grabbing hold to or having access to something that's supernatural, that is trying, you know, the supernatural, which is coming against the things that are trying to wear us out. So I want to encourage you that in spite of what you feel like in the natural, just tap into the supernatural of God and regain your stamina, your staying power, your resilience, your vigor, your energy, to know that it's not something that is going to be done in the natural. It's got to be done in the supernatural. And just let the Lord know, I need a supernatural injection of strength, power, and vigor to continue to move into the place that you're calling me to. So we just thank you. We speak that over Jennifer tonight. We decree and we declare in Jesus' name that she will tap in to the source of her strength, which is God. And she will know that it's not a natural thing that's taking place, but it's a supernatural. And expect, Jennifer, expect the supernatural manifestation of God to take place in you so that you can kick that doggone devil out of the way where he thought he was going to drag you down and make you feel some sort of way. Tap into the supernatural. You know, I'm really excited about what God is speaking to me tonight. He's really, you know, and I'm trying to see when it started, but it seems like it started a few days ago when I just felt led to desire to tap into the supernatural. I can't make it in the natural. I need the supernatural move of God. My God. I think sometimes we cheat ourselves, Jennifer, because we don't long for that place as much as I believe God will want us to. We don't desire that place as much as God would want us to, because we get caught up in just the natural. But we're supposed to desire and press in for the supernatural things of God. That's how miracles take place. That's how things that look one way end up turning out to be totally opposite of what the enemy planned. It's through the supernatural power and the Spirit of God. And I have not desired that to the level that I believe that God would want me to. And I'm speaking that over us, all of us. Press in for that place, because that's where we are going to drop off weariness. We're going to drop off the tiredness, and we're going to be invigorated by the supernatural power of the Most High God. Hallelujah. It's going to be something that I'm going after with everything that I can go after. I'm going after the supernatural. You know, we're oh my God, it's just so exciting to me. You know, we're living in a season. As I had mentioned earlier, it's so heavy on me today that people are dropping dead. I have never lived in a season where I've experienced so much death around me. I'm sure you all are feeling the same way. I have never, I never even imagined living in a season, especially in this little small area, seeing people one day and hearing they're dead 2 days later. I've never. And I think because of that, I am having such desire to see. It's almost like, if we look at it this way, people, it's a platform that could be set up for the miracles of God to just raise people up when, like I said, that woman was speaking death over that woman before she was even dead, for the shut that devil's mouth, and for people that people have said would die are raising up like they're raising up out of the dead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, I want the supernatural outpouring of your spirit in this season in Jesus' name. I want to see people raised up that people have pronounced death over, but you came along and shut the enemy's mouth, hallelujah, by using your people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right, Jennifer, you got anything you want to add?
No, I just had Holy Ghost bumps all over my body. We're talking.
Jesus.
Yes. I totally felt in agreement in my spirit over all that. So just I give God glory. I'm getting ready to go to that place. So I just thought this would be a great way to start my fast and my time
God.
Away from everybody, alone time, and just no distraction. Because the enemy, I was supposed to start it last week, and I got really sick. And then had a friend betray me, and it's just been one thing after another. So I'm like, nothing is going to stop me now. Nothing. And this
Amen.
Is prayer, like supernatural prayer is the best way to start this. So thank you.
You are welcome. Praise God. And I just, you know, I just bless you on your fast. That's something I need to kind of do now. Because even with the situation when we're talking about the allergies and all of that, you know, maybe that's what I need to do. You know, like fast. Food. You know, and that way I will be able to I just detox my body. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's
what a fast
more than kill it. Yeah. Yeah. Get all this junk out. I don't know what's going on, but it's got to stop. And I'm believing the Lord for complete healing, whatever this is. So.
Well, I've also heard, too, you know, when the first, you know, the thing came out about the mask, you know, it was some talk about how this really affects our breathing anyway, in the normal, in the natural. If not, we weren't designed to walk around with our nose and mouth covered.
Right.
And that, you know, some people, and I can't remember exactly when, but I know there are some people in the medical field that have said there is some harm being done to our respiratory system. So we just speak over our respiratory system in the name of Jesus that, you know, it affects the respiratory system when we have those things covered, you know, and that it could eventually over the long run affect us in a way that we wouldn't have normally been affected with our breathing because we are being masked up. So I don't wear mine. Like I said, I wear it, but it's like, you know, and I try to get the ones that are breathable, and they're saying, like, you know, well, now you got to get that other one because you got this Delta, whatever it is.
Right.
Then you need a different, more, you know, substantial mask. And I'm like, you know, this is just, this is all from the pit of hell, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, yes. I don't know if anybody's asking me, but I'm gonna throw that out there anyway. I believe it's from the pit of hell, you know, designed, you know, to, you know, I don't know. It has a way of just affecting the way you live, you know.
Yeah.
From the pit of hell, it affects the way you live. So praise God. We just come against every lying spirit, every attack of the enemy that has tried to cause us to be shut up. You know, the enemy's trying to shut us up. You know, you don't want to be talking to folks. You know, put something over our mouth, you know?
Amen. Right.
Well, we just bless you on your fast, and we just believe for God to just do some miraculous things. We thank you for the supernatural move of God coming on you during this time for fasting. And we just believe that whatever it is that you're in need of, you'll get it, and you'll receive it, and you'll move right into that place that God is calling you to.
Amen. I receive, and I am ready.
Amen. Well, you be blessed, and thank you so much. Yeah, and that's right. Stay in expectancy of what God is going to do. And, man, there's no better place to be in is to be in expectancy, because, you know, God wants us to be in expectancy. You know, that's part of the whole walk of faith, is that what's the point of having faith if you're not expecting anything to change?
You know? Exactly. Right.
You got to expect something to change. So there's no point. You know, what's the point? You're not expecting anything to change. You know, what's the point of the faith? But we are to operate with an expectancy that faith works. Faith works. Hallelujah.
Well, it sure does.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Sure.
God bless you. No.
God bless you.
No, you're tired, so I'll let you get on your way.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and you
all
have a great one. And come back and share with
you.
Us.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Good night. Amen, guys. We're moving right on. Wow. Wow. Eastern time, 12:56. Wow. Okay, so let's go here. 803-991. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela from South Carolina. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am well. I thought about you.
Oh, okay.
We had such an interesting discussion last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple different interesting discussions.
Yeah, we do. So, I don't know. Let me pray for you. All right.
Okay.
God, we just thank you for Angela from South Carolina. And while I was talking to you, Angela, it was almost like, you know, it's almost like, I know you had your little incident and you had your little encounter with that unusual situation in the grocery store.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, I feel like I want to say to you that the Lord is kind of like, I feel like you might encounter some additional divine appointments, I would say, divine appointments. And it's because I feel like God has something on you that's like a magnet. That's just going to kind of draw some things to you that might kind of just got, you know, kind of scratching your head. It's almost like somebody told me one time, it's like, and I had always felt that to a certain extent I was called to deliverance ministry to certain situations, you know, for certain situations and in a certain season of my life that I was drawn kind of to, it was more that people who were in need of deliverance were going to be drawn to me because I would always say to myself, like, oh, I really attract some interesting people. Like, you know, God, you like sending these people my way or something? And I was like, what is going on here? You know? And it was almost like I felt like the Lord was saying to me is that something you have in you, they're in need of. They don't know it, but that's why you keep encountering certain people in certain situations. And so, you know, don't be alarmed. Don't, you know, think too much on it. But just know that there's something in you that God has for someone else that needs it. And so I just kind of like, okay, all right. So, and I just sense to say that to you, you know, maybe no more wild encounters like what you had, but, you know, that God has placed something in you, Angela, that attracts, it can attract. And sometimes it's going to attract not to, like, to be like, you know, something that you would think, what's going on there? But attract it to you because there's something in you that this other individual needs that's going to help strengthen them to go on. So I just, there's an attractiveness about you, Angela, that I feel like the Lord is saying that he wants you to understand. There's an attractiveness about you, and it will draw some things to you because it's attracting things. It's attracting because you are attractive. So, I don't know. So, how are you doing?
Well, that's a real trip. I'm good. I'm good. Wow. I think I've heard similar to what you're saying. I think it was Tisha and Terrence that told me that similar to what you're saying. Randy also about deliverance of people. So that would make sense. Yeah. I had that a while ago. I wrote it down, but yeah, that's enough confirmation that, yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah,
so don't be thrown off by it either. Don't be afraid, you know. No. Yeah, because I used to, like, I don't know. You know, there's something, you know, like I said earlier, it's like we are spirit beings, you know. We just house in the flesh. And our spirit, you know, like I don't know if you heard when I was on here and I was telling you I was working with the autistic girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did hear that.
Yeah. And so it was like, you know, our spirit, it was like she couldn't talk, but I'm going to tell you, it was the strangest thing. You know, I had been saved for a while, so, you know, I knew about things, and I had already been told that, you know, God wanted to use me in some different ways. But I'm telling you, she could not talk. And when our eyes met, it was just weird because she was really kind of, I mean, her level of communication was like, she was in her own world. I mean, that's pretty typical of people with autism. But, I mean, she was extremely bad off in that area as far as no communication with nobody. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she would, you know, and that's typical of people with autism. They don't look you in the eye.
Right.
That's one thing about them. They won't look you in the eye. That's why this other young man I worked with, he didn't have a problem with looking you in the eye at all. But he had some other things. I don't think he was as much, you know, I mean, he had knocked you out. But anyway, and look you in the eye. But this young lady, she would not look people in the eye. But in many, many, many occasions, our eyes locked.
Hmm.
Our eyes locked.
She and was that telepathic. Was so unusual. Right.
Huh?
She was like telepathic.
I mean, she could speak. Right, she was speaking to me. I mean, like I said, that was just not typical with autistic people, autistic. They don't look you in the eye, but we would lock eyes on many occasions. Like she was drawing something out of me that, you know, like I said, in that day, for her to run from, I think that playground was, it was huge. She was, I mean, I'm
That's
not
amazing.
Very good with measuring. It was like a block, okay, like say almost a half a block, you know, she was
coming. Wow.
Yeah, about a half a block. And she made a mad dash to me. and grabbed my hand and began to massage it, massage my finger. Wow. Because
that's amazing.
Go ahead.
Wow.
That was amazing.
But
it's said, real, it,
yeah.
I was sitting there. Yeah, I think people with autism, you know what they said about people with, well, there was this girl who she is autistic, and but she was highly intelligent. And her father built her some kind of, I don't know if you've seen that, they had a show on it, a way of communicating through some kind of computer. And one thing she did say that I remember her saying was that the thing with people with autism is that they're like, it's almost like they are really more in tune to the spirit realm more than they are the physical. And it's almost like the things that are in the natural and the physical overwhelm them. And that's why... it's hard for them to function. She was saying, like, it's just like they're in two different, she's like in a different world. And the things of the natural totally would just get her just, like, crazy-like, because it was overwhelming.
Right.
And so I thought about that, you know, because it's almost like they're, like, in a different place. Especially when they're highly autistic with their, you know, when they really don't, they're nonverbal. And like
right.
I said, all this girl would do would rock back and forth and just twiddle her fingers in front of her face and rarely make eye contact with anybody. And if she did make eye contact with anyone, that particular person may have to watch out because she's getting ready to knock them out. But I never had any kind of like confrontation with her like that. But our eyes were locked, and it was like, I don't know. I'm like, God, you are something. So it's like all these people that you know, people don't give value to. You don't even know who you're dealing with. You know, these people could be at a whole level that's totally different from what you're acquainted with in the spirit realm.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right.
I was like, yeah.
That is. My nephew, he's autistic, and, you know, you can't hug him long, because he ain't going to let you hug him long. But, you know, like I say, he'll glance at your eye. And my sister has to, you know, stay on about looking, you know, he'll glance and stuff. But he's busy. He's always busy. And But he's very intelligent when it comes to math, piano. He's taught himself piano.
Wow.
Really good at math. Yeah, so. But, yeah, he's the busy one. We call him Mr. Busy because he don't stay still long. He's got to be doing something or moving.
Got to be doing something.
Yeah.
But he's high-functioning, though.
He is. He functions, and he doesn't speak full sentences well, but he's getting there. My sister, she stays on him and, you know, tutoring and stuff. But he's very intelligent when it comes to math and numbers. He can do math numbers really fast.
Wow.
So that's his gift, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Amazing, you know, how the world sees things. And then, you know, it's almost like, it's just amazing to me. I mean, everybody has value, you know, in the kingdom.
Right.
You know, we don't see it. We may not understand it. What God is doing in these people, but wow, they're here for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We all have purpose.
Amen.
You know, more than anything that I want to understand or convey tonight is that it doesn't matter what situation or what predicament a person felt like they've been born into, we all have purpose.
We all have
purpose. And we've all been put here somehow to connect with somebody on some level just to, you know, to bring forth, you know, what God wants to bring forth in the earth. So praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Angela, is there a situation or anything you need prayer for?
If you could pray for my baby brother. His name is Kevin. God would open his eyes up to life. Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, Kevin.
Kevin, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So he's not walking with the Lord?
Not really. He got this belief that, I don't even know where he gets from, to be honest. But no, he doesn't believe Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He has a mentality where he's been taught. He believes he lives, like some people think he's a prophet, and that was it. But no, I kind of let him know when I last had a conversation with him about that. But he doesn't seem to believe. And I told him, I said, everyday walk, something you do as a child, and you forget about it. I said, it's an everyday walk, Christ. You have to ask me in your heart every day. You know, so his mentality is no. We are here on our own, and you know, I think he gets it from other brothers. I really think it's where it came from. He's the baby boy in the family, so he's just walking in darkness. I'll just say that because his belief is not. You don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, there are quite a few out there like that. You know, people are just confused. Yeah. What it is that, you know, he has a void. And I'll just ask you, is there a situation or circumstance that he had in his life that caused him to kind of develop that type of attitude?
Not that I know of. I don't know. I think my other brother has an influence on him somewhat, to be honest, but I don't know of anything. He hasn't really shared that with me if it was, but I think it's something he read and heard from people that don't know themselves, and he's going with the flow. And it's the wrong flow.
It's pretty typical these days. I mean, wow. All right, well, we just lift up Kevin tonight. Lord, we thank you. As you were talking, I just feel like I just wanted to pray along the lines that I hope he has, like, some sort of supernatural encounter with God, even in visions or dreams or a situation that will come forth in whatever he's connected with or in his night seasons that will just cause him to, you know, have an encounter with God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was thinking about as, you know, was it? Yeah, Paul, you know, in order for him to stop tormenting and terrorizing the Christians of that day, he had to have an encounter with God. God knocked his lap off that horse. Hallelujah. And blinded him. Then he realized, you know, when Jesus said, why are you persecuting me? You know, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you persecuting me, you persecuting them. I just pray for an encounter, with God. And God just set it up, glory be to God, in some kind of way, I believe, you know, to get his attention that he will realize there is one true and living God, and you are it. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for the supernatural encounter that Kevin will have. We pray that way. I encourage Angela to begin to pray that way, to release that over him, for him to have a divine, supernatural encounter with the things of God. Because somehow somebody has persuaded him to think that God is equivalent to man, and he is not. He is not. And for him to realize that, yes, God is the super, you know, he's the super God. He is God. You know, you can't equivalent God with man. We just hear and not. No, it don't go like that. So, Lord, I just thank you for him to have an awakening concerning the supernatural power of God. So, Lord, we give you the glory, and we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, and you just speak that word of him, Angela. You just continue to just say that you're expecting for Kevin to have a supernatural encounter with God. Wake him up, Lord. Open those eyes. Let the blinders fall off. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Angela, and God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. Good night.
All right, that's 251-229. That's Angela. So there's somebody else. Okay, I have an aggravating dog in the background that's bothering me right now. And I think that's it. Yeah, I've got all the callers. It's the 803. Yep. All right. Well, guys, it has been a blessing to be here with you tonight. I thank God for what he's done. I thank God for what he's about to do in your lives and the lives of those who are connected with Prophetic Grace Network and those that are connected with you who are connected to Prophetic Grace Network. We know that God is always doing something. He's a God who's always doing something. And we thank you, God, for doing the supernatural in our lives. Y'all go tonight with expectation that God is about to do something supernatural in your life regarding your circumstances or those things that you're praying for. Expect him to do the supernatural. Why? Because he's a supernatural God. And we just give him the glory. God bless you all. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. This is Angela Joy saying goodnight from Georgia. God bless. Okay.